Hi, Forge here, host of Degeneration X. I'm standing in the middle of this electrical storm to prove that our show can stand up to anything.
I knew that was going to go wrong. Don't miss Degeneration X with Loopy and Sparky, D-Forge, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Only on Next Gen Radio Network.
DJ Sam here, host of Musicality, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, here on Next Gen Radio Network, where you will hear a variety of music, anything from country.
I'm from the country, and I like it that way.
To rap.
She was a country girl from Cleveland, Texas.
Even rock and roll, and everything in between. That's DJ Sam with Musicality, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, here on Next Gen Radio Network.
Swing Time can be heard Monday. Swing Time hosts are G-Man,
Hootie,
guest hosts are
The Runner,
H.J. Dom,
and the Queen of It All Ride.
Mondays 8 to 10.
This is more bullshit than your CPU and server can handle.
Ah, crap! Darn computer crashed again.
This is the Next Gen Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL Club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt! Thank you.
Broadcasting from Augusta, Georgia, this is Living on the Edge with Will and Denise.
That is right. Hello, everybody. Hi. How are you? This is Will.
And Denise.
And you are Living on the Edge.
Hi, puppy.
For the next 3 hours, we will be doing a bit of everything here.
Thanks.
Am I doing a bit of everything?
I don't think so. I'm going to take a nap.
All right. If you want to contact us, we got the messengers up and we got the phone open. Messengers are live at nextgenradionetwork.net. It is live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger, telephone, the AIM MSN Messenger. That is Next Gen Live. It's Next Gen Live, or you can reach us on the phone at 866-437-6476. It's 866-437-NGRN.
All I got to say is if men give men better blowjobs and women eat better women pussy, no thank you. Better not be in my house.
That was very interesting, the close of that show, the Rod Pyle.
Yeah, Chris Reagan. Your voice is unmistakable.
Yes, it is. It certainly is. But if you guys want to get in contact with us, you can do so via the MSN Messenger. We got 7.5 here, and it is a new feature called the Voice Clip.
Oh, God, not the guinea pig again.
No, I already tried it.
Oh, my God.
I already tried it.
Where's
yours
that
fine.
Blue screen of death with that memory error?
I/O error.
And I/O error. It's not an orgasm error either.
No.
But there's something in your tray. It's blue, but it looks.
Yeah, I think Joey wrote me. Hold on.
Something blue in the tray. Maybe they're blue
it's
balls.
Not my balls.
Max, you want to go outside? Do you?
It is Zoe. She wrote.
Hi, Zoe.
She said it's evening. How you doing? Good to hear from you. I'm going to change the MSN Messenger title here in just a second. As soon as we get going with our first tune here. And I figured that we would start
things
off.
Did you already test the phone number tonight to make sure you did it right?
Yep.
I guess he didn't want to do his show in the nude tonight.
It hasn't been changed since we took it over Monday night, so.
Oh. Huh. Oh, that's right. We did do a Labor Day show.
Yes, we did. And that's up on our website as a podcast right now. But I figure we go ahead and get things up and running here. Well, coming up on the show, we got Harder Harder by Lex and Terry. We ran that last week, but we figured we'd run it again.
I wasn't here. I was working the Red Cross shelter, so I totally missed out.
Since Denise is here, we're going to go ahead and run that thing.
He always wants me to spank him. That's why he's wanting to rerun it.
That's right. That's right.
I can try the different dog brushes on him. How about that?
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Then we're going to get into the debate. What is better, men or women? And we could probably tie some of that sex shit in there.
What is better, men or women?
Yeah, what's better?
There ain't no debate.
What is better? Yeah, that's the burning question. We're going to be the burning question for you tonight to answer.
I know what happens behind this door, and that's why I took a nap. I was tired from working. I support your ass.
I let you take a nap.
Oh, yeah,
I did. I let you take a nap. Oh, no.
I was trying to make sure to keep up with the ball game. Will's mama's in the hospital, and she can't get the damn Braves on that lousy, shitty TV they have out there.
Exactly.
That hurts her worse than anything.
I know it. But she's recuperating just fine.
Something popped up on your computer screen. The bitch being a parcel and you can't tell what it is.
Somebody signed in there, Mr. Messenger, I thought. Oh.
Listen to that unprofessionalism going on in here. It's your alt tab box. I didn't know it would sit up there like that.
Somebody's sending me a message through AIM. It's wanting to know if I want to accept it. Yeah, I'll accept it.
Oh, I knew something popped up. You know how we women have the power. You don't have to look at it hard and it pops up.
Plankton 375 says, greetings. Hey, how you doing there? Somebody writing through AIM. All right. Let's go ahead and get things going with some...
And gee, he acts like he didn't even recognize that person. Give him a better hello than that.
Huh. I don't know their name.
That's okay. They'll tell you if they feel like it, won't you?
I said, hello, how are you doing? All right, let's get things started off with some Smashing Pumpkins, and we're going to follow that up with some Skindred. So you got to love this one. Now, Denise, you know this song.
Which one?
The world is a vampire.
Oh, yeah. I like this one.
Great song. Living on the Edge, that is...
Skindred! Nobody gets out of this y'all pit alive! Nobody gets out alive, motherfuckers!
That's right.
There's no message there. What are you trying to listen to now?
I accidentally turned the balance of this to the left here. I went back too far. My volume control.
Ain't no balance around here.
Yeah, look. Hear that?
Yeah. You better fix it. I'm trying to fuck it up. Max is touching me with his cold nose. What are you touching with your nose for, boy? What? Are you jealous?
I don't know if he's jealous or not.
Well, he's nosing me.
I'm not sure. Anyway, if you guys want to write us, you can do so live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger. Take advantage of the new voice clip service that they are offering. So
my
if anybody
God,
wants to test that out,
it's a blue screen of death.
Oh no!
Oh, yeah,
not at all. Not at
blue
all.
Blue screen.
If anyone wants to test it out, feel free to write me on MSN Messenger live at nextgenradionetwork.net, and let us know what your comments are. What do you think in terms of?
In terms of what?
Whatever's on your mind.
In terms of XP, given the first blue screen of death I ever saw last week.
That was an I.O. error. That was really, really weird. But AIM doesn't have this feature yet. So you guys are SOL. Or you can reach us on the phone, 866-437-6476. That's 866-437-NGRN. And Denise just open her beer. Oh, good one. I'm running out of mine. So,
Hamish, I hope you're awake.
I'll have to give me another
Rise
one.
Rise and shine, big boy.
Yeah. But, Yeah, tonight, like I said before the song break there, we're going to be doing Harder, Harder by Lex and Terry, and we're also going to be doing What's Better, Men or Women?
what's
now, what,
better.
Now, what we want.
It depends on what you're asking and what do you mean what's better. Sexually, men or women? Men on men? Women on women?
Well,
or
I'm,
in general?
I'm here
men
to tell
are
you,
better than women?
Most men are more sexually hungry than women are.
Well, that's just because you're fucking animals and there ain't nothing. No doubt there.
Women, I don't know. They tend to worry more.
Oh, there's a message in the tray.
Okay, it's Zori's
I
again.
See blue.
Let's see what Zori has to say.
What
she
man?
Says.
She says.
She says, how can anyone expect to get...
See, we're better. He can't even read.
If Google can't even run an email server properly, how can anyone expect them to give them an A? I think that's what she's saying.
See, he can't read.
Well, that's not a male-female thing. That's a blindness thing. So, that don't count. Sorry.
It does, too. You should have Braille display reading those.
I don't have any room for the Braille display. My stuff is all
Whoopsie.
Taken out.
Did you scare yourself, Max?
It's got... I got all kinds of shit around here, man. It's unbelievable.
You must have buried that poor dog's bone again.
Of course. Gotta make him dig for it. Gotta make him be a golden retriever. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He is, too.
What? Just making sure you're not going to knock the beer over.
I am going to knock the beer over. You said yours was empty.
It's almost empty.
Well, you shouldn't have done that to your poor dog. He's still rooting in the toy box.
Good. He's being a golden retriever. He's living up to his breed name.
He's wagging his little tail. The poor little fella.
But men seem to take things with a stride. Women tend to worry. They tend to worry a lot more than men do. And as far as emotional stability...
Oh, now we got your
I would
asses
say,
heads
I
down.
Would say we are better, much better.
I don't think so.
Hey, come
no,
on.
No.
Come on, people, write in. Let us know what
emotional
you think.
Emotional stability? No, no. A lot of men act like Mr. Spock. They ain't have any emotions and claim they're stable. But really,
we are always stable.
They're distant assholes.
No, we are always stable.
But
we tell you what's up front.
We got it going on, and that's why we have the baby.
Now, see, here's something that I don't understand, though. Women always pull this shit. They always don't get to the meat of the matter. They just kind of tippy-toe around it, and they just kind of give you a hint of what they want.
So. I don't think so. Not in this house.
Most women do that.
Life's too
you
fucking
are,
short
you are
to
an exception.
Around the bush.
You are an exception. You don't do that shit, and I'm glad. That's why I picked you for one thing.
Oh, yeah, well,
but,
you know.
But, 99.9% of the women out there, they tiptoe around the fucking issue. They don't say directly what they want. I want a mink coat. Instead, they go, oh, well, you know, I was out looking around today, and I saw something that I would like to really have. No, just spit it the fuck out. You want a mink coat, just say it.
Yeah, right.
You know, it works that better that way. And then we can tell you faster, no.
Oh, shit. I didn't think of all kinds of things that could be bought with the price of a mink coat.
Like what?
Zoom checks 9-0 for starters.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to get an LTO version of Windows here.
Upgrade. What?
I want to get me an LTO version of Windows.
Boy, don't you have enough new shit already?
No.
There's
okay, we got Don writing
in. Hey, Don. We know who's the man behind your door, Don. Ha, ha, ha.
Here's what Don has to say.
I want to kiss you.
I love to what you?
I want to love you. But most of all, baby, I want to love you.
That's great. That's great. You probably could barely hear that, but it's because I got my wave volume turned down.
Oh, is that the test?
No, I knew it was going to happen. I know MSN turns music up or turns voices up and stuff, so I figured they'd be all right.
Didn't turn it up enough.
Well, at first I can't play it again, but we got the gist of what he said.
Well, he's the great one anyway. He's got it going on.
That's right.
The Italian stallion.
That's right. But we're getting ready to go back into some more music here on Living on the Edge. And we're going to be going into some Deftones with Bored. I love this song. Crank it up. Living on the Edge on Next Gen Radio Network with Will.
And Denise.
Living on the Edge. That is Disturbed or Stricken.
And we have the ball game on in the background. We're hoping the Braves don't fuck up.
I hope not. I hope not. But, hey, you know.
Well, Washington Nationals usually beat their fucking ass. They don't do so well against them.
Yeah, usually they don't. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. The Braves are ahead 6-4 now, so that's
good.
Yeah,
well, they're getting into their bullpen. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Kyle Davies is usually good. Well, okay. Young whippersnappers.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight we're going to rerun that. Well, hell, he didn't even make a podcast last week because that show got fucked, too. See what happens when I'm not home? Huh.
Yeah, the show sucked,
tell
man.
Me who's better, women or men.
We just only had we only had 3 listeners last week, so it was off. And with the Hurricane Katrina incident going on, I understand. So
the harder,
my fault.
What Lex and Terry did, first they had 2 women come on the show, and they took turns smacking each other for money. And in between every smack, the one would have to say, harder, harder, smack, harder, harder. Well, they enjoyed watching the 2 women smack each other around. They decided they'd have 2 heterosexual men spank each other. And I don't think they're going to do that again because I think it made them very uncomfortable. And both these men made it to 100 whacks at $5 a whack. So they each got $500 for doing it.
That's right. So,
What's the matter, Max? What?
I seriously doubt they're going to do it again.
So, Shake?
We'll see what happens here. But you're going to be hearing that next day here on Living on the Edge. And then after that, we're going to play some more tunes for you. And, well, hell, what we'll do is we'll just go in and kick off the second hour. Oh, good one. Good one. And then we'll really kick up the debate on who's better, men or women.
We know who. There is no podcast from last Friday's show. There were no listeners. So what does that tell you?
Who's manning the controls here, though?
Well, see, I've got the power. Hey, you know, I don't even have to do anything but sit here and talk. It's the power of the poon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, sure. I got your power hanging.
Uh-huh. Well, there's something right now sitting to my left blocking me from smacking you with my penis. I wouldn't
really
want to traumatize your leader dog, Max. He's sitting here begging me for something. I don't know what he wants.
Oh, there he is.
Here. He's right next to me.
Hi, Max.
I've already let him out.
What do you want, boy?
Harder, harder. You want me to get the brush out?
I think he does.
He hates it when I brush him.
I think he does want the brush. Although I've brushed him really good this morning.
So, do we have any comments before we run this harder, harder segment?
No comments yet. Comments, yeah, but if you do want to write us, you can write us at live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger, or you can write us at nextgenlive via AIM, or you can reach us on the phone, 866-437-6476. That is 866-437-NGRN. So, feel free to get a hold of us and chat with us. In the meantime, we're going to start this bit off with Lex and Terry, Harder Harder. I'm Living on the Edge with Will.
And Denise.
All right, we got our 2 guys here for Harder Harder. because of the two chicks just smacking on each other, you know, 100 in a row, we had to change the rules a little bit. First of all, second place was supposed to get $250, first place $500. The chance, the good news for you guys is each of you stand the opportunity to make $500. You get $500 or $5 for each whack you take, pretty much,
yeah.
Up to $100.
Now,
which will equal $500.
Now, the one thing we noticed also in the first competition, that the repeated smacking of one individual was hurting the hands more than it was the other person's behind. So, in an effort to make this competition a little more, you know, everlasting, so to speak, you will trade off and give your hand at least, you know.
Yeah, one guy will, you'll spank the dude, the next guy will spank the dude, you go back and spank. You'll exchange spankings. We have John here. John, how you doing? Which one's John?
Me.
John, how you doing, dude?
I'm doing all right, buddy. How you doing?
All right, nice to have you.
Yeah.
You into this kind of stuff, or are you just into the money?
Money.
Yeah.
I'm tired of eating ramen, man.
What's that?
I'm tired of eating ramen.
Well, that's what guys your age do.
That's what we've done that, too.
Yeah.
And we got Paul here. Paul, good morning, dude. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
And what about you? You into this? You kind of look like you might enjoy this. Not on a gay sense, but on a pain type of thing.
Not by another guy, I promise you.
Yeah, I understand. But yeah. I mean, are you in? Because you got the skull belt buckle and the, you know.
Actually, this is my beer bottle opener for after this, so I can forget all about it.
Okay, so there you go.
Thank you, stud.
That's really a bottle opener?
Yeah.
All right. So, wow. Peter, you will take, you'll be keeping score. Where's Kim? I thought Kim wanted to watch this.
Yeah. She has to watch this.
She must be gathering news.
Yeah, that's it. Which means...
Yeah, because we make her read so much of it in the second newscast.
Yeah, where's the horn? Where's the horn?
All right, here you go. Brand new horn.
As soon as she comes in.
Yeah. Oh, there she is.
What's the matter?
I thought you
Where
wanted
you
to see this.
Nothing.
Did you want to see this or not?
Yes.
Well, I was...
Okay.
Okay, then. I didn't... Right. What were you doing?
Talking to David. God!
Finally! Horrible. I think that got her more because her headphones were off and that actually hurt. You okay, Kim?
I'm good.
So you love
Thanks.
Me.
All right.
I love you.
Meet our two contestants. What's your names again?
It's John and Paul.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. The Beatles
there.
Thing.
It's right up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I couldn't see past Peter.
Now, John
head.
Is the like guy in the striped shirt. Paul is the gray shirt. Am I right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I'll take one.
You'll take one first? Okay.
All right. We didn't have to flip a coin or anything.
The pants around the ankles.
Oh.
Peter walks away. It's okay. You got underwear on.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Good.
Look at me. All right.
Oh, boxer. That's going to hurt.
Okay.
All right. You may want to get your pants ready to go, too, because it's not a real official thing unless your pants are down while you're spanking another guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on. We got to get. All right. Okay. We got to. Who's going to get her first? John's going to get her first.
John's getting hit first.
Okay.
All right.
We got a mic. Hold on. Get this mic over here.
Anybody getting pictures of this?
Hold on. You really have evidence? Oh, I almost strangled myself.
You idiot.
my headphones got caught in the chair.
He got clotheslined by his own headphones.
I know. Okay. Okay, so this is going to go a little quick. So what you're going to need to do is get ready, too. Paul, you need to get ready as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be go pretty quick. You're going to change
positions.
Yeah, because
you're going to be just changing places.
You know, and I'm not going to have time to pull your pants back up. So that's what we're saying.
So there you go.
Okay.
Right.
$5 for each smack.
Okay. There you go.
All right. You ready? Go ahead.
Oh, okay. He went for the brush technique.
And how did that feel, Paul? Or John? You like that?
It was all right.
You don't have to keep, you know, we're going to have to go quicker here. So
yeah.
I know you're going to have to run with your pants around your ankles like you're coming, you know, like you're running into the house when you got to. Oh! Hello! Hello! Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, man. That was a windup.
Peter can't even look. He's just going by sound at
all
this
right.
point.
All right. Okay. There you go. He needs more of an angle. Okay. The windup, man.
Oh!
Oh, the grimace.
That stings, doesn't it?
All right. Number two for John.
So far, you got $10.
Oh!
Can you go to 100? All right, go ahead.
Number three.
Oh, he's got him in position. Oh, nice.
Kind of like the Passion of the Christ, man.
Go ahead, man.
Passion of some kind.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
They both have different techniques.
Yeah.
You know,
neither one of them look fun.
Yeah, no. Oh! Paul comes down on his swing while John comes up on his swing.
I think John's starting to like it.
All right, ready?
All right, here we
go. Oh! Are you tightening your ass?
I feel like I'm in high school.
Yeah, that's about right.
Here we go.
You did this in high school?
Oh! Take that for doing it in high school. Okay. You've got, you know, whatever money that is.
25.
25 bucks each.
Oh!
Let's speed it up a little, I think. Here. Right. We'll be here all day. Oh,
all right.
Nice.
All right, Trey, quick, go.
Nice.
All right.
Now it's an endurance event.
Keep going.
As he waddles with his pants around his ankles. Oh!
That technique looks like it hurts. It's kind of
I'm feeling gay.
Ow!
Not as gay as those guys are.
Yeah.
Man, that was a hell. He wound up and followed through so good. He just put himself in position. Oh man.
D made a point. You got to yell harder before each one. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh!
Harder.
Say it! Harder, say it.
Harder, please.
Oh!
Oh, God.
All right, go ahead.
Harder.
I'm done watching.
Yeah, you got
I really am. But say it harder. You got to say it between each one.
Harder.
Oh.
Is this doing anything for the ladies? Is what?
No, it's not doing anything for me.
Kim, how do you feel about this?
This is great.
Oh, you gotta say harder. You gotta say harder.
Now, are you
harder?
Is this great from an entertainment perspective? Or are you like deep in the dark recesses turned on at all?
Entertainment.
Okay.
Purely entertainment.
Oh God.
These are both heterosexual men, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys want to give them 10 each? Oh, say harder though. Because, I mean...
Harder.
At this point, 100, we're going to keep going.
This is much more physical. Yeah, so let's pull up at the 10 apiece.
We're giving you 10 bucks each now.
Yeah.
But say harder and mean it.
Harder.
Say please.
He's making him say please before it. You know.
Harder.
Please. I got to tell you, that these guys are winding
they
up.
They are.
Man.
Yes, Peter.
I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
What if we do it this way? The one that quits first only gets $5. The one that...
No.
All right.
No.
Give them a reason to...
No, they're going
to... Make it a competition right now.
No, they're going for it, man.
Dude, do you really feel it's not competitive right
these
now?
These guys
are... going to get money.
They're not holding back. Go ahead. Harder.
Harder.
Oh!
Just say harder, daddy.
You guys are
harder.
You guys are 100 and
louder.
Harder.
Oh, no. I look at his eyes. They're like, oh, he's limping now. But the good news is you now have $140.
Make him pay.
Oh, he didn't say harder.
Oh.
It's okay. It's okay. Go ahead. From now on, if you don't say harder, you have to get it again.
You lose a point.
Harder.
Oh. All right, I'm starting to sense John's not going to make
harder.
That hurt his head. These guys are hauling off.
Harder.
Oh, as he comes down on the hip.
Dude, your technique is brutal.
I know, it is brutal.
Because he doesn't hit it full on, he like brushes it.
Yeah, it's good. It's like, oh. Oh, I almost forgot.
Did you should give him a little taste of his own medicine.
Did you say harder?
No.
Oh, man.
Harder.
Last warning.
Give it, Scott. Last warning.
Dude, harder, you all right?
Harder.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, and besides, Peter, on your little theory, the guy that does quit, the other guy automatically gets all the money.
There we go. Oh, he didn't say harder.
Harder.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
Harder.
Does it start hurting your hand?
Is it hurting, guys? What's hurting more, the ass or the hand?
The ass.
Okay.
Okay, you know what to say.
Hold harder, on. Harder.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. You hit me in the same spot every time.
It's got to be Welton, dude.
Harder, harder.
Oh, knocked him over the counter. Okay, we are now at, was it 150? Yeah. 180. You're doing good.
You guys are doing great.
Harder, harder.
Oh. Harder, harder.
Oh!
Gotta
feel. Now he's just taking his shorts off over here.
Yeah, he's tired of stumbling.
Stay harder, harder.
There you go. Say it like you mean it. Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Dude,
it's gotta feel like I have a front row seat on the bottom of the boat. At
harder, harder. Harder.
I feel like I have a front row seat at the YMCA concert. Whatever they are. Village people.
Harder,
concert.
Harder.
Oh, hey, this is how Tom Cruise got his job. All right.
And kept it.
You both have $210 now right after this one. This is good. You're almost halfway there. Oh,
oh yeah.
That was a good one. That made your eyes go. Ugh.
All right. Say it.
Harder, harder.
Okay.
Everybody's just looking at each other, shaking their head. These guys are going to want to get into. Oh! You guys want to keep going? Are you doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You both have
harder, harder.
220 now.
Oh!
I can't even look.
He's got to look at his face like, all I got to do is take 27 more of these.
Yeah. Harder, harder.
Ow.
Wow,
ow.
Ow.
Harder, sorry. Harder.
Oh, here. Oh my
he's
God.
He's trying to get his left shoulder in action.
Oh, he's pissed off.
It does piss him off.
Harder, harder.
You have your chance to get back, though.
Almost at the halfway mark.
All right.
He brought it up.
If we can harder, stop harder. For a second here, I just want to point out that it's getting a little more personal.
They both know they're into this, what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they both know that I'm not going to let the guy get away with the last one he did.
And it's kind of like golf. You know, it's like you're playing against yourself, but there's also a competition going on here.
Their hands are hurting. Yeah, I can tell the guy, we got ice for your hands and ass. Don't worry about it. So we're good.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
So we did that for you.
Say
harder,
it.
Harder.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, I just don't want to watch.
Johnny, you all right?
Good.
Okay.
Harder, harder.
Oh!
How'd that feel, Paul?
Yay.
Yay!
Yeah, I kind of slipped to the middle a little bit.
Harder, harder.
Oh, oh!
God, the
look John's trying to get his left cheek some.
The look John gets on his face is like...
Harder, it's harder. Starting to hurt. We can tell it's hurting him.
Oh,
you're both at 2.
Paul, you didn't like that. You didn't like that extra effort, did you?
No.
No.
Harder, harder.
Smack him.
This is Paul winding up.
Oh! 270, John.
Dude, are you okay, man?
Harder, harder.
You all right? It stinks.
I got some whelps.
All right. Listen, this isn't good for a while. You want to take a break, and then we'll come back. It'll probably be close to the end of it. Or you want to keep going?
How are we doing on time? Okay, we'll take a break.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue.
Living on the Edge. Yeah. Harder, harder.
Harder. Yeah, we're bad. We love our Lex and Terry in the morning. You can pick them up on the internet. I think they don't they stream on their site? They do.
They have a couple of stations that do stream them. Off of their site, LexandTerry.com, so you can listen to them in the morning time between 6 and 10 Eastern.
LexandTerry.com.
That's right. And this took place back in July, late July. And it's a hell of a good segment. I wish I would have done the No, it was August because they started podcasting in August.
Yeah, they weren't podcasting yet when they had the women on there.
That's right. And I wish they held it down because that was a pretty good one, too. Man, oh, man, oh, man, that was a good one. But, yeah, I was glad to see we still got five listeners hanging on. We had one guy drop off.
And he well, how do you know it was a guy?
Might have been a girl. She might have went to go puke or something.
See, here you go. You're assuming that it's a certain sex once again.
Yes. Well, most of the time it is.
I don't know.
Good one.
Any comments on our Harder, Harder segment?
Any comments? Anybody want to write? Live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger. Or you can write NextGen Live on AIM. Or you can write or call us on the phone, 866-437-6476.
Any techniques?
Yeah. It's 866-437-NGRN. Feel free to rate us. And we got the ball game on the back in the background here. I'm sure you can hear that.
And Titan wants to come in.
Yep, that he does. But feel free to write or call. What the hey? Living on the Edge on Next Gen Radio Network. You got Will.
And Denise. Oh, there is a Miss Edge. Whee!
Don says...
That sounds like me and Julie Coco. What happened at the end of the contest? Which guy won?
Oh, you'll find that out in just 1 second.
Yeah, we're
going
to play the rest of it. We thought we would take a quick break to see if anyone had any comments about it.
Right.
Yeah, you'll get to hear the rest of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Does that mean we get to have a recording of you and Julie Coco, Don?
Yeah. Yeah, I got your window open, so feel free to chat right back. This voice clip feature is really, really awesome, man. I like this. It's really good, this voice clip feature. It's nice and clear.
We have to wait for him to catch the delay.
Uh-huh. Which,
I'll take a swig of the official beer while we see if he's going to respond.
Me too. Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good. The Braves let the league get away.
What a fucking surprise.
I had him 6-2. And now let's see what the score is.
Motherfuckers. Oh, I think
no, they're not going to say.
Now they're giving
they're
the
not
stats
say this
on,
yet.
Uh-huh. On the wonderful Washington Nationals batter.
Yeah.
Okay, we've had enough time for Mr. Coco to get through the delay.
Yeah, he should be right back any minute, or if he chooses to.
He might be taking the fifth on that one.
I think he might, yeah. And that's probably the safest way to go there. But back to the festivities here on Living on the Edge. And we'll play the rest of this, go to some promos, and then be back to...
Oh,
there he is.
Oh, positively, I'm sure we could take up a recording. That'd be no problem at all, right, Julie Coco? I think we can do that. I think we definitely can do that.
That sounds good.
Wow, picking her up good in the background, too.
That's right.
I love it.
Okay, back to the fun. And,
in that case, it'll be, thank you, ma'am. May I have another?
That's right. That's right. But, yeah, you'll see what the outcome here is in just a minute, you guys. Back to Lexington Harder Harder on Living on the Edge with Will.
And Denise.
My God.
With Harder Harder on Lexington.
They're black and beautiful. The new Drunk Bitch Bracelets and now available at LexandTerry.com.
All right, we are back. We are continuing the game. How you guys feeling?
All right.
All right, you're all right? Okay, we got John and Paul. They are taking on each other in Harder Harder, but also it's a battle against themselves. Pretty much.
I don't mind telling you, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. Everybody in here is uncomfortable.
Not as much as they are, but...
Yeah. I mean, this is uncomfortable on so many levels, we can't even tell you. You know, personally, professionally.
Yeah.
I think you guys are totally gay.
Whose idea was this?
It was mine.
Good. Well, yeah, Lex came up with the spanking thing, and...
You came up with a name.
I gave it a name and
yeah.
tried to format it, but it's not working.
It's working fine.
You're both at, let's see, 100 or 200, 250, 270. Over halfway there.
Which is
great.
Want
to continue on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Your opportunity to make $500.
Man on man.
Whose turn is it? It doesn't matter. You're both tied right now. Whoever went first last
time. Yeah. It's your turn. Yeah. It's John's turn. Yeah.
John to smack. No, to take.
To take.
John, you're the taker.
Because he started.
Don't give us a little look. You were going to, what's 15 seconds better?
All right. Here we go.
Harder, harder.
Oh, there it is.
Poor dude.
All right, here we go. And the windup and the pitch.
He said it.
Harder, harder.
Mm-mm. Oh! Mm-mm. Just a bit outside.
You know, you're going so far underneath, you actually may graze the boys at some point. Be careful. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, harder, harder.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. We don't want to end the game prematurely.
All right. Oh, there are so many chicks out there that are so turned on right
now. Yeah, we need Ben-Hur music.
Go ahead.
Harder, harder.
Yeah, harder, harder, baby.
Mm-hmm. Closest I have for this is...
Let's see how it sounds. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Harder, harder.
Hey, it's not bad.
Yeah, keep it.
Well, how about the soccer song under it? Let's see how that sounds.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Love
okay.
that song.
All right, go ahead.
Hang on, I gotta find it.
All right.
Here harder, harder.
Ooh. Oh. You are both at $300 now.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right.
It's a milestone.
Harder, harder.
And the wind up in the pitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The pitch.
Love this. Okay. Jim actually likes this song.
All right. Say it.
Harder, harder.
I just remember seeing the video to this song.
Okay.
Harder, Peter's harder.
Oh, he got it.
Felt like a punch.
That sounded like it.
Harder, harder.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was some effort. Yeah. 110%.
Yeah, I don't
harder,
know.
Harder.
I think I like this song.
Hold on one sec. Hey, Paul. Was that the worst one yet?
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, he hauled off on
okay,
that.
Okay, well, it's payback time.
I think you reached the other end.
I like you, baby, to do it. Oh, good morning.
Oh, dude, this is late in the game, and you guys are bringing it.
Harder, harder.
Let's try a different song.
Yeah.
You like this song? You like it with this song?
This worked perfect.
No, the darkness song was better.
Harder, harder.
Oh, man, I gotta.
God, man, this is really unpleasant.
Yeah.
Harder, harder. Harder, harder.
Oh, that's going on. We can take a couple calls. Keep going, guys. Let's go to Nick
harder, harder.
Orlando.
Nick?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh!
Dude, y'all need to do something like Lex's Area Hollywood or...
Something girly.
Harder, harder.
In turn to say panties. I mean, seriously, I just feel gay right now.
Oh, well, no, this is almost a war.
Dude, this is nothing I haven't seen on WWF, dude.
No, this is
harder, harder.
This is total smackdown.
Yeah, this is...
Oh!
This is nothing anybody should have to go through.
But yeah, Nick, I kind of agree.
900 number, man. I don't care. Just anything.
All right,
harder,
thanks.
Harder.
He's looking at the score. Oh, man.
You guys are warriors. I don't you care guys, how you gay guys everybody's saying you are.
Harder, harder.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. You all right, Paul?
You guys okay?
All right, now, guys, at this juncture, dude, do any of you want to stop?
You're 370.
Absolutely not.
370 at this point.
Okay, all right. No. Okay.
All right, well, maybe you guys could speed it up then.
Harder, harder.
All right, here we go. Bam. Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Please come.
Harder, harder. Still looking for that dog.
Man, look at the look on there. They kind of like give this look like
harder, harder. Yeah, they're taking it personal.
Ooh.
Look at the look on John's face is like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Harder, harder.
The wind up from John.
Oh! Would one of you guys mind showing Kim your ass just to see if it's all red?
Oh my! Bless God. His heart.
That's all.
Oh my
look at their
goodness.
Ass.
Oh my God.
It's all welted up.
Oh my God.
Both of their asses.
I don't think they wanted to see that. Are you sure you want to keep going on?
Yeah.
Made my pizza. Almost at 400.
Harder, harder.
Oh,
400!
What I've done now, I've turned my back and I'm looking. I'm just enjoying this like everyone else is. Just by
harder,
sound.
Harder.
Let's go to Mike. Mike.
Yeah.
Alex and Terry.
Harder, this harder. Is wrong, guys. I'm going to turn my back to the radio. What is wrong with you two?
We don't know.
We don't know, man.
Harder, harder.
Oh, that's wrong.
We've just we have now officially run out of things to do on this show.
I'm getting sick to my stomach.
So are we.
They're almost done. What?
Harder, harder.
That guy almost broke his hand on this one. These guys are going, oh.
I'm a paramedic, and I think you need to stop. This is just.
All right, well, thank you. All right, thanks, man.
Harder, harder.
They got 8 more to go. Well, in your case, now 8. Oh, look at him say, oh! It's hurting now, isn't it?
Finish strong.
Harder, harder.
It always sucks when a hot chick goes, finish strong. All right, go ahead.
Harder, harder.
Dude, just want to point out, there is another side to those asses.
I know.
You know? It's like you hit the same spot.
All right.
You guys have no mercy on each other. It's kind of funny.
Harder, harder. On a donut on the way home.
Yeah.
You have the right technique.
Oh, man. Hey, dude, that was a little high. Bring that. We're going to have to flag you for that one.
That was a little high.
Yeah.
That was a little above the belt.
That was more, small the back than. You all right, dude?
Yeah, good.
No, seriously. We're not playing here. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
You guys got 6 more to go.
Harder, harder.
Oh. That one, I think he beat with a little luck.
Scott. Harder, harder.
Oh.
Thank you, stud.
Peter has got his face on the wall going, oh my word.
All right, here we go.
Harder, harder.
All right, guys, 5 more. Just 5 more to go. That's all it is. 5 more.
Harder, harder.
Oh.
Harder, harder.
Four more?
4 more each.
Harder, harder.
Oh. Harder, harder.
3
each. Oh. All right, quick, go.
They're really they are finishing strong now.
Grand finale, go.
They have not
2 more.
They have not lightened up at all.
All right,
yes.
Go. 2
nice. More it'll be over with in a second.
Yeah. Harder.
Just 2 more. Boom. There you go.
Oh,
shit. He hopped up.
Oh. Harder, harder.
Right. Get it.
She can't.
Woo. 1 more each.
Oh, look at the grimace.
Harder.
Come on.
Oh, he's done.
He's done.
One more.
This is hard the last or harder.
Count. Make it count.
Oh, and it's over. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Guys,
I don't even want to applaud.
I can't even shake hands. All right, guys, have a seat.
Loopy's Intimate Chat on Next Gen Radio Network.
Catch my show the first and third Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen for product reviews, crazy news, dating and relationship pitfalls, or just get a clue. Be a great communicator. Be a great sex partner. Be a positive person and have better relationships. So listen to Loopy's Intimate Chat and kick romance in high gear. Put the pizzazz back in the relationship, keeping it real and keeping your sex appeal.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Right here on Next Gen Radio Network.
People who have nothing better to do with your Friday night than sit around on the internet all night long and look at girly pictures.
The girls of the internet. Ooh, I go online with them any day.
Well, why not come over to Next Gen Radio Network and listen to The Rock Pile? That's right, everybody, it's The Boomer, and I got a show on Next Gen Radio Network every Friday night from 7 to 9 Eastern called The Rock Pile. Tune in and enjoy as the demons of rock and roll come out and play. If you want to hear more, visit www.nextgenradionetwork.net and check out The Rock Pile with me, The Boomer, every Friday night from 7 to 9 Eastern. That's right, Homer. You listen to my show and you drink enough beer and even Marge Simpson will look sexy.
Woo-hoo! Crashing through your system like an out-of-control Trojan. This is the Next Gen Radio Network.
And we are kicking off hour number two of Living on the Edge. This is Will.
Harder, harder.
This is a dog brush.
That's a dog brush, huh? Wow.
It's the back of the dog brush.
Let's see that. Ah, okay. Cool.
Here's another one. And a different sound.
Yeah. Wow.
And yet another one. And another one. Ow! Hurt my own hand.
What are you trying to do there?
Demonstrate the sounds of the brushes, but I'm not into the spanking thing.
Oh, you're not?
You are.
Sounds like a good one there.
Oh, ooh, he always wants a spanking.
What, you hurt your hand?
Yeah, actually, it's this brush.
Oh, baby. Ooh. Ooh, yes.
That's the one that hurts the worst to me. Of course, I'm not trying it on your ass, which is where you prefer it.
All right, this hour we're going to pick up the debate here. Who's better in what, women or men? I'll give you some scenarios.
Well, we know that men put the master in masturbate. How's that one?
You don't know about that. Don't know about that. Women masturbate, too.
Men masturbate a hell of a lot more than women ever would.
I wonder who was first masturbating, though, men or women?
I'm sure it was the man.
And also, why don't women masturbate? Is it a fact that women do not enjoy sex as much as men do, or what?
And I think some women are just more inhibited. Just culture kind of fucks them up that way.
You mean like?
There are plenty of women, on the other hand, who certainly do masturbate.
You mean like how they're raised in terms of their culture or what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And a lot of women are learned that it's a bad thing instead of it's a good thing and all that kind of crap.
Well, they should know when they get into adulthood that the person that they're with is not going to be there to take advantage of them like that.
Oh, it don't matter when the time you get to adulthood, no holds barred, but some women are just that way.
Hmm. Grow up. Get over your childhood and move on with life, you know?
Gump.
But,
hell, don't you know that the Catholic boys used to go and make your confession? I masturbated 10 times, say a 10 Our Fathers, my son. Used to say masturbation was a sin, don't you know?
How about that?
I bet Don could comment on that one.
Probably could.
He grew up Catholic, too.
Yes, he did. He sure did.
Tell us, Mr. Coco, did you ever make that in a confession?
Very interesting question there.
Uh-huh. We'll have to wait for the delay for Mr. Coco to comment. I'll drink some more of the official Living on the Edge beer.
That's right. If you're going to contact us, it's live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger. That's live at nextgenradionetwork.net. Or you can contact us via AOL Instant Messenger at NextGenLive. All one word, NextGenLive. Or you can reach us on the phone at 866-437-6476. That is 866-437-NGRN. So get a hold of us. Let us know what your thoughts are on that. And, well... But don't forget, next hour on the show, we got Nudity at the Top, where we play you the best in new music. And then we have the Living on the Edge Top 5 at the bottom of that hour, where we count down the top 5 songs of the rock genre for the week, ending May 17th.
What? May 17th?
Or not me. September 17th. What am I saying? All right, here's Don. He wrote in, or he, I think he voicemailed in. Here's what he's got to say.
Well, I can't really say specifically, to be honest with you, but I probably did. I mean, you, when you're Catholic, you really do this sort of thing, and I probably did do that, yes.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
I love this voice clip. I love this voice clip feature.
That is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yes, it is. It's in the new MSN Messenger 7.5 if you want to grab it and install it on your system and give it a shot.
Now, weren't you going to read something for the sake of the debate of topic of the evening? What'd you do with it?
I thought I had it in my pack mate.
Where is it then?
It's not in my pack mate.
Oh, is it in your email still?
It's in my email and I can't open that.
Oh,
I'll spell off all kinds of sounds.
That's called being unprepared. Unprepared.
No, I know I put it over in the pack, maybe, but I cannot find it.
Do I have it in my email?
I don't know if I sent it to you or not. Mike Law sent it to me.
I don't know. I don't think he sent it. He didn't send it to me. He only sent it to you.
Hmm. Okay.
Therefore, I cannot retrieve it at this time.
Yeah, and I can't go into my webmail because that mail's gone off the server. But basically... It was just a bunch of shit about men saying to women...
I'm going to your email off mine and get it.
Actually, it's not on the web server.
Oh, you fucked up.
But basically, it was a list of things that guys say to women. Like the one I mentioned earlier about women beating around the bush and not coming straight forward to what they got to say. You know, whatever's on their mind, just say it.
Play the man song and get over it.
No, fuck that. I ain't playing no man song. Fuck you. But also, there was another one that said, put down the seat. We put the seat up for you, so why don't you put it down for a change? You can put it down yourself for a change.
Of course, they were worded a lot better. Maybe you should have sent them to me. I am the keeper. It's the case manager in me, that's all.
Yeah, but also there was another one in there talking about shopping is not a sport for men, so women get used to the fact that we don't like to shop, unlike women do.
Unless you're Chris Reagan. But then yeah. He said he only goes to shop because he doesn't want to stay home.
That's right.
I bet you're not out there listening, are you, Chris?
Probably not. But the other one that I remembered was about Sundays. Do not talk to us except during commercials. Sunday is a sacred day for us, especially with football season and season now.
Oh, yeah.
So don't, thou shalt not fuck with thee on Sunday. See, Max is telling you.
Oh, and Max don't know any better. He don't have any balls.
Oh, he'll tell you all about it.
He's been totally emasculated.
He will tell you about it.
Max, have you been emasculated, Max?
But there was a bunch of those things. There was a few more that I didn't mention here.
Because he can't remember them. He done fried his brain cells with beer.
Well, that was sent about a month ago, too.
You didn't read it to me a month ago. It was more like last week.
Is there one a week ago or 2 weeks ago over there?
No, I don't think so, although these weeks have been busy.
Yeah, they have. But I swear I saved it. But anyway, I see nobody's really interested in taking up the debate.
Well, hell, you don't have the material prepared, so how can they?
Well, they could ship in their thoughts on the matter.
Well, if Mike Loft was listening, he could resend it in. There's a message in the tray. I hear a voice.
It's Chris Reagan. He says, I heard that.
Ah,
you are
listening.
He sure is. That's good, man.
Just testing you. Great.
That's great.
Is there another message in the box? I see blue.
Nope, this is it. Just got Don's out of there. There we go. Fine, listeners. Oh, got a call coming in.
Yippee!
Living on the Edge.
Hey.
Hey.
What happened to wrestling?
Wrestling? Oh, it was on at 9 o'clock. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, it's all over with.
It was only an hour tonight.
It was only an hour, that's right.
How come?
Because they were doing a benefit for the Katrina relief, and they had the other half on the internet.
Oh, piss on that goddamn relief.
So next week it'll be 8 to 10.
Yeah, next week it'll be 2 hours.
All right.
Okay.
See you later. Did you talk to Mama?
Yeah, I did.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
She's doing good. She's resting.
Yeah. I'll see y'all later.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Alrighty.
There's still blue in the tray.
That's Chris Reagan's message, I think. Let me check that. That was my dad calling, by the way.
Well, check just in case, because usually they don't. The blue goes away when you read it. Trust me, I think you got one hiding. Yeah, Will's daddy, he's a trip. He loves WWE. He was very pissed off when it didn't come on last night like it normally does. SmackDown.
Yeah, Chris Reagan says, I heard that. He says, I like to help when it comes to shopping. Well, good. Glad you do.
Yeah, Chris, you're one of a kind because Will hates to shop. We go in the store and he's harassing me the whole fucking time we're in there. Telling me he has to work your dog and shut the fuck up.
I love the harasser.
Oh, and then he'll feel shit on the shelves and knock it off. One night we were in there, it was before he got Max, and he knocked glass bottles off and blamed it on me.
Oh, no, that was you. You knocked it off with your fucking basket.
You
did it.
It was soy sauce rug.
I wasn't even touching it.
It was you. And
you knocked the shit off with your basket. I wasn't carrying no basket.
And we took off to the next row and hearing him cleaning it up.
Not I. See, Denise hates taking the blame for shit.
I take the blame if it's something that I know I did. But
you
hell,
did
if it wasn't, I don't think so.
You did it. I know you did it.
No, I did not. I most certainly did not, motherfucker.
We got a message in from Corey.
Oh,
he
says,
Corey. He says, hey, while I'm listening. Good.
Yay, hey, Corey, and hey, my bitch.
Yeah, if Missy's listening, I think the game's over.
Yeah, I think. Oh, that just sucks.
Yeah, that just sucks, man. They just fucking gave it away. They just gave the fucking game away.
I'll turn the radio off and get the spray.
Yeah, you might need to with that fart you let out.
Yeah, it was a pepperoni pizza fart. Okay, let me open the laundry room door if I can reach it. There we go.
Reach it? Okay. There you go.
Oh, there's more blue in the tray.
Chris just wrote back in. And he says, there's a time where I'll ask, are we done yet? Me, I don't ask, man.
He just says, come on, let's get the fuck out. All right, let's go.
We got everything we need. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
Come on.
Too bad. Got to go up the dog row. That's what I'm saying. Got to go up the dog row.
But in reality, we have fun in this store. We have fun fighting and grossing people out and shit like that. It's great.
You'll hear our friend Barbara also say, I can't take them anywhere.
That's right. But it's just something about shopping with me that I don't like, but especially when I can't see.
Yeah, but we don't take the clothes pointless. Shopping. We only go in the grocery store. He hates to go in Walmart.
Oh, man, I hate going to Walmart. They got everything fucking boxed up where you can't see shit. Just drives me crazy.
Well, you can thank people who like to steal for that.
Yeah. You can't even see the fucking electronics anymore. They got it wired down so good, you can't even lift it to look at everything, every part of it.
There's a message.
All right, Corey's sending a voice clip here.
Oh, listen to that.
Here he is.
Y'all have fun in the store, all right? You go down the damn aisles and come by your fart restaurants.
That's right. We're proud of it, too.
Oh, yeah. And it's fun to get in an aisle over and listen to somebody come in, an unsuspecting victim walk up down and go,
it's really,
ew,
really fun. It's really
something
fun.
Something must have died on that shelf.
And, you know, speaking of that kind of thing, I had a friend of mine that went to Augusta Tech here about, 12 years ago.
Another message.
Don sends a voice clip. We'll continue the story here in just a minute.
A lot of times I'll go shopping, and I'll usually go with Timmy or something. And the good thing that I about it when I do it is I get lunch out of the deal usually free. It's a hell of a deal for me.
Absolutely.
Here, hold my headset and I'll turn off the ball game.
Okay. Yeah, very, very good deal. Now those Sonic chips I don't mind so much. You know, where you get a little bit of lunch out of the deal too. Those aren't too bad. But I just can't stand going into places where I can't see what's on the fucking shelf and what's around.
Well, you can't see shit anyway, so it doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, it does. I have my way of seeing.
Oh, yeah. Feeling things and not
well, like
them
I said,
off.
you can't enjoy the electronic section like you used to. 10 years ago, you had more freedom to look around and pick things up and look at it and put it back, of course. But now you can't even fucking do that. I got it bolted down.
Well, hell, even if you can pick it up and hold it the way things are made today with all the push buttons, you can't make heads or tails of them anyway.
No, but 10 years ago it was better.
Yeah, but 10 years ago they didn't have all these little whatever push pad things that you had to see.
Chris is writing in again. Here it is. He says, do you guys go up and down every aisle? That's what my mother does, and it's annoying. No, we don't.
No, I usually, if we go in the store that I'm familiar in the Bilo, we pretty much know where everything is.
Yeah.
And we skip the shit we don't need.
Right. Now, we always make a stop in the dog row and the beer row.
Well, the dog row and the beer row and the frozen foods are all together.
Yes.
In the Bilo. And the milk, that's all in one section. We usually bypass the produce and the cards and wine and shit and the baby stuff because we don't need any of that just yet. Unless I want baby wipes.
Not
There's
yet.
Another message in the tray.
We're waiting. We're waiting to see if a biscuit appears in the oven there. How's it feel?
Down.
Huh? Ooh, just clicked my mouse.
Huh? Of course, that doesn't sound as good, don't...
Ooh, baby. Here, smack it right here.
No, why? Smack it right there.
Ooh.
Oh, you like that, did you? I have two more brushes just like that. There's still another message in the tray.
Well, I think it's Shane's. I mean, not Shane's. Chris's?
Wonder where Shane is tonight. He's usually called in by now.
Usually. Okay, I think I read all Chris's here.
Max likes to go shopping. Well, there's still a message. There's still a blue.
Get rid of the messages we've already read.
But there's still one there. I'm telling you, there's a blue in the box.
I like to go in and go food shop. That doesn't bother me at all. And if there's wrapped up that I can't get to, if I want it bad enough, before I buy it, I'll open the damn box right up in the store. I'll have a bit of problems with it. I'll pull the electronic right out of the box.
I hear you. Damn. Well, that one's skipping like a bitch there. I don't know what's up with that. But, I would do that normally, but they got the things nailed down. And if you lift them off, you got fucking alarms going off all over the place.
Not a
at least
few,
here you do.
No, not a few. If you get down on the underneath where the boxes are, you're talking about popping the seal and opening one up.
Yeah, I know that, but they even got that shit alarmed now.
Depends on where you are. They don't at Walmart. You can get into the Walmart stuff.
I think at Circuit City they have it. They have they have an alarm on it.
Circuit City.
Circuit City's a good place.
Well, I'd go shopping online first and then go in there and ask to hold one and feel it. And if they couldn't accommodate me that way, I'd take my business somewhere else.
True. When I play with them. Very true. But women are definitely the better shopper because they are more patient. I will give them that.
Now, there are some people that go in the grocery store and they're like, oh, I used to love to snitch a few grapes off the produce, off the grapes, just pick a few off the vine there.
I've done that too. I've done that also.
And there are some people who eat a banana. You'll find banana peels. They'll eat a banana and leave the peel.
I've done that.
And open cookies and shit and eat a candy bar and pay for the wrapper.
Uh-huh. Wow. I've done that. I certainly have.
Oh, me.
But, very interesting deal on shopping. Now, I'll tell you a shopping trip I wouldn't mind going on. My favorite thing to look at is electronics. You guys thought I was going to say sex toys, didn't you?
Well, that's not far out of the electronics section.
I love to look at electronics. That's my favorite because I can identify with those more and understand them more. I mean, I understand clothes and everything, but, you know, it's just one of those things you got to see to appreciate that. Corey says,
I went into a grocery store one time and opened the jar of dill pickles and ate a fucking pickle and left the jar on the shelf.
Now that's good.
Oh, that's funny. Anybody else funny. Got a confession to make? There's another message.
Chris Reagan's writing in. He's not sending a voice clip though. It would tell me if he was. Let me go over to him. Chris says, that's why you don't go shopping while you're hungry.
That's very true. You go shopping when you're... Well, hell, I've gone shopping right after I've eaten a meal and got all kind of junk food.
Yeah, we've done that. We've done it before we ate and then after we ate.
And there's still another blue message in there.
We found that if we did it after we ate, we didn't buy as much.
I don't know. There was that one time we went wild and we had eaten just before we went in there.
Here's Don.
Now, one thing you don't want to do, you don't want to go shopping when you're high. You never want to go shopping when you're high, Riley, because otherwise you'll spend... And because what you do, you get the munchies, and you'll spend more money than you have.
Yeah, those peanut M&Ms, they can add up if you get the pounder bags.
They sure can.
And that was my all-time favorite for the munchies of a high. Of course, it was a long time ago now, but...
My favorite were Cheetos. Cheetos and crackers and cheese and bacon.
Huh.
I do like that stuff.
No, peanut...
You know, the crackers with the cheese and the bacon bits?
No, I like the Cheetos and the Chippies. Pretzels. But still, the peanut M&Ms were the bomb.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, I was going to tell you a story about my dad, who you guys heard from here a few minutes ago on the show. He went to a store one time, and the niece and I were with him and my mom. I think they took us shopping.
Mm-hmm. In the Bilo, my God.
In the Bilo, yeah. He picked up one of those big fucking slimies.
It was one of those big, long, hanging ones they have on display.
And he comes up to me and he says, Will, come take a look at this. This is what I give your mama. He showed it to me. We just busted a gun.
And I'm bad, and I go, oh, is that where your son gets it from?
Then after he said that, he proceeded to go up behind her with it like it was coming out of a zipper.
She was embarrassed. We had a good laugh over that one.
He's a riot.
Oh, goody. There's another message in the tray.
Corey's writing again, and I think he's got a voice clip. For this account, I'm going to have to turn off that fucking message history checkbacks. Here we go.
I think the most groceries we've bought at one time is when y'all came up for the Christmas of 2002. I think it was 2002. We had a shit of popping groceries in house.
Yeah, we sure did.
We sure did, boy.
Oh,
we had
God.
To really find places to put it all. That was quite a shopping spree.
It sure was.
And, we had a ball. Well, that was just the most fun 2 weeks.
December 2002. And who knows? Maybe I'll put that Christmas episode up as a podcast.
Oh, God, that was
around
funny.
Christmas time. That'd be a good one. That'd be good. We had a ball there.
We sure did. Oh, Lordy.
And we put down some beer, too.
Eight and eight. And drink.
Live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger. NextGen Live via AIM. And you can reach us on the telephone, 866-437-6476. That's 866-437-NGRN. Feel free to give us a ring.
Just like Will's daddy did.
Yeah. Except he called a local number.
Goddamn. Fuck that goddamn relief, whatever he said. Hell yeah. With that goddamn relief.
That's a great soundbite.
His daddy was military. Drill
sergeant.
As you can tell.
As you can tell.
Yep, and he doesn't hear so well due to being around all the gunfire, so.
And he was in the tank quite a bit.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was pretty rowdy. Ugh, I don't think I could deal with being shut up in that tank. Ooh.
I don't know. It all depends on what your duties are. Yeah. You don't have time to worry about that.
Now, his daddy did what he did two times in Vietnam.
Yeah, he did one tour in Korea, one tour in World War II, and two in Vietnam.
He must have started in World War II.
He was 18. He was shipped over to Japan then.
Damn. I tell you what. Okay, any more shopping stories? Oh, yeah, Corey, talking about shopping. What about those Conn's chips you've been promising us for the last 2 years?
Going on three now.
Oh, it's going on three. I'm just going to ship us some Conn's chips down here.
It's going on three. We were
now,
there in 2002.
When the miracle 2005. When the miracle of pregnancy happens for me, maybe he'll send some Conn's chips down here.
Well, here, let me do this. Oh, baby. Yeah. Had it on the belly. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Ain't that pretty? That's a nice belly.
Ow, that's the stinger. Did that sting?
That felt great.
Did it? It stung?
Yeah, here's Corey.
All right, I turned my mic up. Maybe this will help my voice messages. I was fixing to cuss you out, Will. I thought you was making my voice messages run real fast. Oh, those Conn's chips are awesome. If I had one, I'd crunch it right here, right around this voice thingy. I'd crunch it so all of the Next Gen Video people could hear it. Awesome to you when you get pregnant.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with your stream, man, but it is making it sound a bit faster, your stream. It's like it's chopping up and then piecing itself together. It's real interesting. You're not running a torrent over there, are you?
It must be that. Well, either that or it's that guinea pig program y'all are playing with.
No, it's MSN Messenger 7.5. It's public release.
I know. I need to put it on.
We better get you upgraded to that.
Well, it hasn't told me to. I just can go to the About and do it.
You can go to my FTP site and get it. But yeah, I don't think we have any more shopping stories here.
Well, if Kristen was around, she'd have plenty of them, but they're probably at Denny's again.
No, I talked to him just before I came on the air.
You did?
Yeah.
They were home?
Yeah.
Well, they go to Denny's late.
Yeah, I know. They go on Saturday nights.
They go on Friday nights sometimes, too.
I know they've been on Friday nights, but not as often as on Saturday nights.
Well, if they were listening, they would write in.
Apparently,
they aren't, because Kristen is the queen of shop.
Yes, she is.
I bet she's pulled some stunts of eating things in the store, too.
I bet so. Among other things. Among other things.
Well, I guess we can play some music.
We don't play some music. We'll play a couple of play a couple of songs and then come back and do another voice break here. And I don't know, we were talking about men and women, but nobody wanted to do that. Everybody wanted to talk about shopping, so we'll continue this. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind here. Don't forget, next hour here on Next Gen Radio Network, the third hour of the show is, what's that feature, Denise?
Nudity at the top.
Oh, yeah. And then we got...
Oh, there's a message. Yep,
it's Corey. And then at the bottom of the hour, we got the Living on the Edge Top 5. So be sure to stay tuned for that. All right, let's go to Corey here.
I have a story to tell. Missy says when you and her and Denise went shopping for the Christmas one year, she said Denise sat down on the shelves near all the liquor and she thought she was going to knock all the bottles over.
Yeah, sure did. I took a little break and I like, you know how the milk, that area, you can kind of sit on the edge of the cooler. You can sit there, and damn if I didn't sit down and I thought I heard bottles falling. I'm like, holy shit, I got to get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, that was funny. God, we were so bad.
Like two sisters, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a ball. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, did we spend some money.
I remember that. I helped carry in some of the paper bags. That's pretty good.
I had forgotten about sitting on the milk cooler there.
All right, Don's writing in. Or his voice texting in. And here's what Don has to say.
I love nudity at the top, baby. I love the way you say nudity at the top, baby. Oh, that just excites me so much.
Oh, my. I bet Don's desk rose up at least 6 inches out there.
That's so.
I'm highly, highly complimented.
Oh, you should be. Yeah, you should be.
Matter of fact, I thought I heard it rising off the floor during his little voice message there.
I thought so, too.
It was levitating.
That's right. Coming up in the coming weeks here, we are going to be putting Skype on the air. So if you guys want to chip in on the air and do a show through Skype, we'll be doing that also.
Or Ventrilo, too. You can pull that up on your other system.
Yeah, well, actually, Ventrilo is what I meant to say, not Skype.
Oh.
The fuck am I saying?
Don't although, know how many beers have you had?
Although we could be doing it on Skype
one,
also.
1, 2, 3, 4 at least. Maybe a 6-pack by now?
Not even close.
I think so. You had started with pizza.
Not even close. This is only beer number 2.
Well, actually, I've been lying. Since we're trying to get pregnant, I've been drinking Diet Dr. Pepper and substituting that for my official beer until I find out whether there's a bunny in the oven or not.
Yep.
Because I must be careful.
And I hope there is a bun in the oven. I mean, we are trying to get some little Wills and Denises in the world.
And when it becomes official, though, I will endorse the A&W sugar-free root beer, the official root beer of the Mosin Explosion.
What to get you some?
On Living on the Edge.
Don't worry, I'll still be having my official beer.
Matter of fact, I might go ahead and endorse it while I'm waiting to find out.
You got to get you some first.
And if I'm not pregnant, then the beer will be consumed until the next rabbit hunt begins.
All right. Sounds good to me. Sounds great to me. But it's one of those things where you just got to wait and see, and it's a bitch, let me tell you.
You're talking about a whole month at a time.
Uh-huh.
Missy, you pregnant yet?
We'll see if she responds on that one.
My bitch.
Living on the Edge on Next Gen Radio Network. And wow, we've done 40 minutes of talk. I can't believe it.
Oh my goodness.
Time really flies by when you have interaction. Thank
it
you guys
does.
For interacting.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun tonight.
I mean, last week I busted my ass talking and trying to get people to respond to what he said a goddamn word. But this week, everybody's doing great.
They were all busy with Katrina relief.
Everybody's doing great. I do appreciate it. Chris, Don, and Corey especially. And Zoe wrote in earlier. And
I wonder
if
Hamish is awake. Hungover Hamish, are you out there? If he's not, he'll hear us on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, he'll hear us on the podcast. And we also have Plankton375 who wrote in. He said evening, and that was about it. And we got Corey writing in. And here's what Corey says.
I think the problem is
I think he's shooting blanks. he needs a few lessons, I think.
I don't need no lessons.
Well, we do have an appointment with the doctor next month, and if we're not pregnant by then, we might discuss being tested. Well,
that don't bother me.
I know I'm ovulating. You have to do it yourself. You don't get any help in pumping it out.
I know what the fuck I'm doing.
It has to be a sterile sample. My hands can't mess it up.
It won't mess it up, but I will need your assistance
no,
in there.
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
You will do it yourself.
It won't come out as good then.
Oh, it'll come out all right. They need is a few to test.
It won't come out as good. Sure, I need your help.
I don't think right, so.
Here's what Chris has to say.
Hello, Will, guys. I'm just testing to see if this works or not. Loving the show, guys.
It is working.
Thank you.
Thank
works
you.
Good.
Works great, man. I like this feature. This is great. But yeah. And we're seeing
well,
if we have any other messages
here. Might be shooting beer blanks. Maybe that's what it is. Beer blanks.
Oh, no, not me.
Although he did go without beer for what? A whole week?
About a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I bet he could.
There is research.
I bet he couldn't do it for a whole 9 months.
Oh, you want to bet, huh? Telephone call. Damn, I need to do some motherfucking ringer. Living on the edge.
Ringer alone, motherfucker.
Hey.
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 What's happening?
Hey, not too much, dude.
You know what? My voice message just goes to everyone fine but you, Will. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I got everything shut down. I'm just streaming here.
He's shooting blanks. That's what he's doing.
I'm not shooting blanks.
Then on the dawn, they're going to him fine. Anyway, what I was going to say, what the hell was I going to say?
I don't know. You
I
called.
I don't know. You're not about shooting blanks.
Help with that, going to that clinic and getting tested. prostate, Denise. You just put on that latex glove
that's
and
right.
reach up
that's
there
the
in
kind
that
of
there
assistance
anus.
He needs.
Push that finger down of a bitch right out.
There you go.
I can't hear what the caller ID is saying.
I can't either. I think it's Kristen.
Oh, well, she can call.
Yep.
Oh, but anyway, that did you get my comment? That's my two cents.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I understood what you said.
Yeah, that's what mm-hmm. you need to do. Just go in there and milk it for him.
No, he has to milk it. Well, yeah, I'll milk him that way. I ain't got time in the doctor's office to go in there and jack him off. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. You got,
I don't think so.
You got good hands. Nice, strong hands for
you
that.
Well, your hands
oh,
begin
it. Oh, that prostate. If she milks that son of a bitch, it's
genius. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, if it works anything like it did in the movie, it would sound like a damn Niagara Falls coming down out of that thing.
Well, you know, if they need to get a sample, if we have to go that route where they pull the more active ones out, maybe that's what they should do to him.
It might be. They could just empty the son of a bitch and let it make new.
There you go.
You know, I wonder if you can milk a dead person's prostate.
Ew. Well,
you know, they embalm them. I wonder if they're going to milk it.
Maybe you can talk to your uncle in spirit. Maybe he'll know.
But that, now, you probably could because that's a neurological response because the prostate
yeah.
is attached to those nerves. So you probably
you just
could.
You never thought of putting your finger up a cold asshole.
Ew. I don't think so. Not me.
Well, I hope I stirred up some topic of conversation. I'll hang up and see if there's any more phone calls.
I hope so.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
bye.
Take care, man.
See if there's a message.
Okay. Let's see.
Well, there's a message in the tramming. See if there was a message left in our voicemail.
Oh, let me check here.
No messages.
Nothing.
No, not on the machine in the voicemail.
There's nothing there, and I bet there won't be anything here either.
When we're on the phone, it goes to the voicemail.
I know that.
You have no new messages.
Oh, not,
nothing.
Didn't leave one.
I think there
see
were.
See if it tells you what the last number was.
Okay.
The last number that called your line was 706-554-2970.
Oh, that's
okay.
Barbara. Call her up and get her on the air.
All right. Let's go and do that here. There we go. That's ringing.
Hello.
Living on the edge, you called?
I was just going to call and let you know I was actually listening tonight.
Oh, you are? Cool.
Great. Glad to have you on.
I haven't had a chance to. I haven't done it. This tonight is the first night I've been a listener. I've only been listening for the last few minutes. I was snoozing on the couch.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, we're talking about bad stuff as usual. I hear
y'all talking about going on your wabbit hunt.
Uh-huh.
Wabbit.
Kill the wabbit. Oh, I hear us on your computer. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, you're playing me, aren't you?
Yes.
That's right.
You're on the air. All righty. Well, we're glad you have tuned in tonight to hear us bad people.
Yes, I'm a bad girl.
We've already mentioned you, however, we've been talking about going shopping and how you can never take us anywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to work tomorrow at the Relief Center.
From when to when?
They promise they're not going to be open all day. They're just going to be open until about lunchtime, so they promised me I will be through in time to come to the meeting. So,
all right.
Oh, good.
So, if I'm running a little late, I'll call you and let you know.
Well, you might get done a little early, so just come on whenever you get done.
All righty. Well, I know I'll be there till at least 1 or 1:30.
Okay.
Sounds good.
But I called Jenna and told her, and she's going to cover if I have to run a little late.
Okay.
So, we're all set.
All righty, then.
All right, well, I'm gonna quit talking so y'all take me off the air.
All righty, see you tomorrow. Okay. Bye.
Hi.
And there's a message in the tray up there.
Yeah, I'm getting to it. Conversation. Thought it was done, but it's not. Getting to it.
Here's
Chris.
Voicemail.
Will you, without beer for a whole week? Oh my God, that's a new one.
Yes, yeah, see, I don't think that Will could make it for the 9 months of a pregnancy if I have to go without beer. Now, technically, see, while we're trying to get pregnant, I have to go without beer because I don't want to cause any possible birth defects in a baby. Will, on the other hand, gets to drink all month long. So I don't think he could even go the length of a pregnancy without having his beer.
There would be no reason for me to really do that.
Well, see, let's see.
But if I were challenged, I could do it. Huh?
Who wants to challenge him? He'd do it better.
But I'll tell you, this show would not be the show.
You would do it. Yeah, it would. You just have to endorse the A&W root beer.
Oh, fuck that.
I'm going to.
You can. That's fine.
But the show would be just fucking fine.
You think so?
We'd have our pregnancy 9 months. See, Corey, you challenge him. See, he'll do something if Corey challenges him to it. And there's another message in the tray.
We'll see if anybody's brave enough to.
Oh, I know there are. Corey will.
But
Corey,
it won't start. It won't start until we know that she's actually pregnant. Right.
Corey.
If you're wanting the challenge.
Corey always has my back. So does Don.
Okay, here we go with the message here, and it's Corey again. He wrote this time.
That's because you keep screwing up his voice stream.
I'm not doing nothing.
You lie.
He says you better watch dialing those numbers in the on the air. I could have called her and gave her some heavy breathing on the line. LOL.
Well, you know, Barbara's no square peg. She doesn't mind heavy breathing.
That's right. She's one of those that can tie a cherry string with her tongue.
Yes, she can tie a cherry stem with her tongue. There's another message.
Yep, here's Chris.
Will, I challenge you to go without a beer for the full 9 months.
See, we have Chris's vote.
Okay. But like I say, it won't start unless she's pregnant.
And who else thinks that Will can't last 9 months without a beer?
You guys don't fucking know me, do you? You guys just don't know me.
Yeah, they know you all too well.
Damn it. Gotta fucking do something about this ringer.
Leave my ringer alone.
Living on the edge.
I'll challenge you, damn it.
You
I'll
will.
I'll challenge your ass.
Okay.
Not to have that beer for 9 months.
Yeah, because you
another thing.
What?
I shouldn't have said anything. I should have called Barbara as a vibrator salesman and recorded it.
Barbara would have laughed her ass off.
She would have. She would have loved it.
She already knows about you and you're a bad boy.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll challenge you. I think it'd be great.
Okay.
Well, it'd be great.
Well, depending if Denise is pregnant, we'll go from that day that we know.
When we get the confirmation, it will begin.
I'm gonna have me one fucking beer fest before that. Let me tell you.
Without saying too much and spilling beans, you just never know what's going on here either.
True.
Sounds like you already spilled some beans. You just have to wait for the result.
Yeah, you gotta wait for.
Never know.
You gotta wait for the beans to talk to Joe, fucking Jack.
You just gotta wait for the bean pot to start boiling to give the proper result, if you know what I mean.
Well, I hope we got one boiling. It's just, you know, hard to say.
Well, you know, it's an awesome thing, but you know, Will, that deck talk would drive me nuts. It sounds like it's got a broken vocal cord or something.
Yeah, but when he runs Jaws, it has different voices, and it sounds possessed at times, and sounds like
Captain
Janeway.
I wonder what the hell's going on.
Well,
you know
what, it's
doing the same thing that my updated firmware in mine did, and I had to downgrade it, but I don't know if you can do that.
I can't bring it down. I can't downgrade it.
They need to create some new damn firmware then, because that sounds weird.
Yeah, but he's used to it.
See, not to you though, because you're probably getting used to it. It's a hell of a lot better than your triple talk.
I am. I'm very used to it now.
But to me, if I had to upgrade from my version that I had now, it'd drive me absolutely insane.
Well, I'd have to hear yours again.
Yeah, you'd have to hear mine again. See, it's like this. We'll put it right on the air.
All right.
See how smooth that is?
Yours is a bit faster than mine is currently.
I was just going to say, you got yours faster than Will's. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, I keep this son of a gun. I don't have no time to sit and wait for it to get in and talking.
I got to get used to deck talk, though. I'm not really used to that speech synthesizer just yet, but I'm getting used to it. But once
right,
I speed it up, it should be all right.
A little bit. We're going to keep on listening and see what happens.
Yeah, all righty,
vibrator salesman.
All right.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.
There's a message in the tray.
Okay, we're going to get to it. Here's Don.
Okay, here's the quickest way to get yourself pregnant, Denise. You gotta rub his balls. That makes the seed.
You know what I thought he was gonna say? I thought he was gonna say the quickest way for me to get pregnant was to come out and visit him. They don't call him the Italian stallion for nothing, you know.
That's right.
There's another message in the tray.
Yeah, Zoe's saying evening.
Hi, Zoe.
And I think she said something else here. Let me look.
We're glad you're around.
She says, Have you heard the speed Jerry listens to it? No. Well, actually, yes, I have.
Yeah,
that's a different synthesizer, though.
Yep.
And I listen to that synthesizer as fast, if not faster, than he does. But this is a different synthesizer than the one I'm playing now.
And I don't see how either of them understand a single fucking word.
Oh, it's easy. You just got to get used to it.
Every now and then, I'll catch one piece of something. Or that I think sounds like a piece of something.
Okay, the boomer is in away status, and now... Yeah, he's in away status. Okay, interesting.
What, do you need to reach the boomer?
Nope. He's just popping up on my screen as going in away status. I'm not sure what's up with that shit.
Oh, well, I hope it's because he's gone to drink a beer or something.
Hope so. Let's make sure there aren't any more messages here. All right, we still got six listeners. That's good. It's very
Yay!
Good for Friday night.
All
right.
There aren't any messages in the tray at the moment.
Not yet. But, wow.
Okay.
It's been a very good hour.
We have the beer challenge for Will.
Yeah, we got the beer challenge for me. And now, I will start it after it is announced here on the show.
Which means the strip turns pink and we go to the doctor and it becomes official. When it
That's right.
becomes official.
But
see, Denise, you're a sighty, or at least a partially sighted individual, so you don't use that that type of speech.
Actually, she uses Peter.
Yes, I play with my Peter on the Zoom text. I like my Peter, but my Peter doesn't talk as fast. I listen to him pretty slow. So you're right. I do use my eyeball still on the magnification. So I imagine if I had to totally rely on speech, I would get to where I would understand it quicker and quicker.
But getting back to the challenge, you guys are going to hear me consume a lot of beer before we actually go to the doctor. So
yes, see, I can tell you now, if the home pregnancy test turns pink, he's going to drink like a fish every night between then and the doctor's appointment. But I can also tell you that they're going to get me in pretty quick, because when you're a diabetic, you go to the doctor pretty damn fast. So he better suck it down in a matter of days.
You guys won't hear me do a bad Bob. You might hear me do, oh, let's see, who else can I compare myself to? It won't be the bad Bob drinking beer, because he don't do it to get drunk.
I've seen him do it to get drunk. The biggest time was at Annie and John's.
Oh, man, yeah.
And if Annie could come down here and speak from heaven, she'd back me up. Will drank, I think, 13, boy, and that was in a matter of a couple of hours.
It was hot outside.
Oh.
It's fucking 85
he was
degrees.
He slamming them down like they were water, and John was right there with him.
Oh, yeah. It ain't often that a man gets a drinking buddy right there with him that'll drink him drink for drink, you know?
Well, it's not like you had to drive,
That's right. All right, Corey's writing in again. Here we go. Nope, he's writing again. Corey says, the challenge starts as soon as the test is positive. No, no, no. Official word, man.
What's the consensus?
Official word from the data.
What is the consensus from the challengers? You have challengers that you have to listen to.
We got six listeners. What do the six of you think? Well, five listeners. Denise's computer is on for this.
When the home pregnancy test turns pink, or when the doctor
gives
an official date?
Do tell us. Live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger. Next Gen Live via AIM, or ring us on the phone, 866-437-6476. 866-437-NGRN is the phone number to reach us. And
oh, as I say, up the challengers
Don
are coming.
Don says, he says, I'll drop off now and have a good night. Great show. Okay. And yeah, he did drop off this
fight. Thanks, Italian Stallion. He's going to watch the news there. It's his news time.
There is no news now. It's 8 o'clock out there.
Doesn't he get a newscast at 8? He gets something out there at 8.
I'm not sure. All right, here's Chris.
When the home pregnancy test turns pink, that is when the challenge should start.
Yee! That's two for the home pregnancy test. My vote's for the home pregnancy test, too. You're screwed.
I can't believe you guys are fucking turning on me, man.
You're screwed.
You gotta celebrate the outcome, though. You gotta celebrate the outcome.
Yeah, we will, 9 months later.
You gotta celebrate the outcome.
Yeah, man.
Well, interesting. Very interesting.
The challengers have spoken.
Okay, that's two that said that.
I count. I'm three.
And you want me to start when the... Okay, now when do you want me to start, though? Do you want me to start...
When the pregnant home test turns pink.
You going to read that on the air?
Leave my ring alone, bitch.
Living on the edge.
It'll be easy, man. It'll be so fucking easy. You'll be as nervous as a priest that got fucking something in church. Well, I'll tell you what. When we found out, I was a nervous wreck.
Were you really?
Oh, my God.
That's fun.
I don't even know.
Well, my friends Jeff and Audra with the second baby, when her water broke and they were getting ready to go to the hospital, she was fine and Jeff threw up.
Yeah, well, I didn't get that bad, but y'all know Missy's water spilled on my shoes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Missy sat up on the side of the bed to get her pain medicine, and that water went gush and splashed my shoes. And my shoes the rest of the day. This was like mid-afternoon, and the baby wasn't born until almost midnight. My shoes squeaked every time I took a step the rest of the day. As a matter of fact, I still have those shoes. I couldn't throw them away. They have a big memory in them.
I bet.
How'd you like getting pissed at?
That's not piss, it's uterine fluid.
Wasn't no big deal. You know what the fluid is anyway, that's baby piss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that day. So even though they break the water, there's constantly water coming out because that's the baby's waste.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's kind of gross when you think about it. You know what the grossest thing is, though, is when the baby's coming out, it's a stinky situation.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me the grossest thing is the water in New Orleans right now.
And, that's pretty gross, too. But that baby sits up inside that body all that time. That is gross. It stinks. And then if your woman decides to take a crap during birth, which that happens many a time.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, you're pushing.
You're down there holding the legs up and assisting and everything. And that old turd rolls out of that old ass. And the doctor's there, he just kind of lifts it up and lays it aside.
Yeah, just wipe it on away and continue on.
And the newer beds, when the baby's fixing to come out, the bed, the foot of the bed actually comes off. They take the whole foot of the bed off.
Wow.
How about that?
And just about the time the baby comes out also, the doctor stands and delivers the baby normally. And he'll raise that bed to about chest level on you when you're standing there beside it.
Huh.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's definitely... Let me think. Did I drink any while Missy was pregnant? If I did, it was probably only once or twice, and it was very few beers. Since Chloe's come along, I don't have time to drink anymore. And there's times I don't have them. I really don't have the extra money for it because it goes for something she needs.
Well, you certainly haven't had any fire water.
No. That time's over. That fun's all done. That's all out of my system. But you know what? You got that kid to play with in the evenings. You don't care if you have a drink or not.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
That's
awesome.
That's right.
I leave that old computer and go down on the floor and we play and I get romped on and all kinds of stuff. It's pretty darn cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I challenge you when the pregnancy test turns pink.
Yay! Another one in my favor. Whee!
You do it.
No beers during the show, right?
And if you do it, no beer during the show. If you do it, I'll meditate on sending down some Con's potato chips.
Hee-hee!
If you mess that up, Denise will pull your balls out of sight.
Yeah, he's not going to punish me on your behalf. He'll send me some. To an alternate address, and I'll take them to work.
You're gonna
to Barbara's house.
You gonna hand deliver it?
I don't know that I'll be able to do that financially. I could be faced with some extra financial burden.
I hear you, buddy.
Yeah.
I hear you, buddy.
In another 9 months.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I got to say. Y'all have a good time.
Hey, appreciate
Alrighty.
It, man. There you have it. No beer on the show for 9 months.
There's a message in the tray.
Holy shit. Living on the
That's
edge won't
be the
same.
That's going to be the living on the edge challenge. Oh, yes, it will.
We'll see.
And I shall endorse the Mosin Explosion root beer.
Here's Chris.
See, the rest of us will be able to celebrate the outcome. You won't.
Oh, shit.
I love it. Yeah.
Damn ringer again.
Leave my ringer.
Fucker. Jesus, we really need to turn this down.
Yeah.
Living on the edge.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just trying to tell you, I've been listening to your little discussion here.
Yeah?
You don't have to worry about Will drinking beer after you find out you're pregnant, because you won't be able to afford it, because you'll have to spend all your money on the baby and doctor visits.
You're right about that.
Yep, that's you are.
Yeah, so what's your vote?
People soak up all his beer money.
That's right.
So Daddy will take all of Daddy's beer money.
So when the test turns pink, he's done for.
He'll never be able to afford another beer till the kid is 21.
That's right. And we buy him his first beer like we did Chris.
I know. You'll probably like get your kid way drunker than you got mine.
I don't know. I'm sure you'll be waiting to go out with us and help.
Hey, if you corrupted mine, I get to corrupt yours.
That's right. I got a 21-year jump on your corruption.
Oh, but just think how much more corrupt the world will be by the time yours is old enough to really get corrupt and good.
Yeah, in
no
the year 20.
No doubt about that.
In the year 2026.
Okay, I'll catch you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Notice she didn't give her a vote either.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say one way or the other.
She said you won't be able to afford any, so it won't matter anyway. That was hers.
Yeah, but that wasn't after the stripper, after the doctor either.
That's okay. You're already outvoted. That was my buddy Barbara.
Now tell everybody what you did for her son Chris sitting there listening.
Well, he turned 21 on July 29th, but he didn't come home that day. I was intending to buy his first legal beer on his birthday.
Or rather, what we did.
We did. Well, yes, what we did. Well, the next night he came into town. We took him to Applebee's, and Barbara and Emily, his girlfriend, and I had a big old mudslide. Will and Chris had a Brutus beer. Then after the first beer went down, Will asked Chris if he wanted another one. Let's see. That's when he ordered he said, I think I'll want a drink menu. So when the drink menu came, he looked and he said, I think I'll have a Long Island iced tea. Will and I ordered another Brutus beer. Our Brutus beers came, and we were drinking them down, and Chris was watching the bartender make that Long Island iced tea, and he's going, holy crap, he put two shots of this in, and a shot of that went in. Sure enough, that was his drink. Well, he sucked it down. He looks across the table at me and Will, and I said, want another beer? And Barbara was going, I think he's had enough. And I was telling her, come on, don't be such a mother. And Chris says, no, I don't think I'll sabotage it. Then he looks right at Will and says, if you're going to drink another beer, I'll order a regular one. So we laughed our asses off, and we ordered another Brutus beer for me and Will and a regular for Chris, but they ended up bringing him a Brutus. Well, he had to go tinkle. He went to the bathroom, and when he came out, he got carted by the cop that was on duty for the special that evening. And the cop carted him because she smelled alcohol on him, and we asked him, what did she say? And he said, she said happy birthday. And then I had also asked him, you want something to munch on? Some munchies for that? We ordered some French fries. And while he was gone to the bathroom another time, the French fries came, and I ate a few of them and doctored them up. He came back. He wolfed that thing of French fries over with one arm around it and was shoveling them in. And he did drink most of that other big Brutus beer they brought him. He was funny as shit. He said, fuck, in front of his mom.
And he said,
and
shit?
Shit. And we knew he was gone.
Oh, yeah. Because he never, ever cusses in front of his mother.
Not ever. Mom.
I've never heard of him.
And when we got in the car to come back to the house, it was Will and Emily and Chris in the back seat and Barbara and I in the front. You had both puppies. Did you have both dogs in the back?
No, I
just
had Max.
I had Titan in front with me. I had Max in the back. Chris was on one side and Will was on the other. And Emily was in the middle and she had Max in her lap. And Chris was laughing his ass off and he was chattering. And we hear from the back seat, all right, Chris, you're getting fresh. And the reply was, I was just trying to pet the puppy. It was hilarious.
My dog.
His dog. His Max. Yeah, we're like, yeah, I bet you're trying to pet the puppy.
Can I pet your puppy?
You leave my puppy alone. But it was really hilarious, and he was a good-hearted drunk, a silly drunk. They said he chatted all the way back home to Waynesboro. They live about 45 minutes from here. So, yeah, I enjoyed the seal of corruption.
Oh, and don't forget when he hopped into the car.
We were in the back seat.
We were already situated in the back seat, and he tried to get into the car. He got into the car.
And he shut the door, but it wasn't shut good. He's like, my ass is in the way.
That is the funniest.
Oh, that was fun, though. We're sitting there, and Will and I were sitting across from Barbara, Chris, and Emily, and Chris was, like, laughing and leaning on Emily, and he was just, he was funny. He was really funny. He said, Barbara said, we got him a lot more wasted than on his actual birthday. Well, Emily told us he only had one or two beers on his actual birthday.
Yes.
So we did it upright with him. See, I guess when ours turns 21, woo-wee.
Oh, boy.
We'll get senior discounts by then, though, so it'll be a little easier.
I don't think they'll have it on, I don't think they'll have it for alcoholic drinks, though.
So. I don't know. Don't they have senior discounts for everything?
Not everything, no.
Well, they should.
Well, they should, but, you know, the way society is.
Well, it could be a lot different 21 years down the road. We might not even use cash by then.
Yep. All right. Set some things up here. Since we are... Since it is 11...
Oh, it's after 11.
Or after 11, yeah. We'll go ahead and start up... we'll go ahead and start it up here. Hold on a minute, though. Hang on before you start, Denise. And we are in hour number 3 of Living on the Edge, and it is time for... That's right, where we play you the new music and rock over the that's coming up over the next couple of weeks.
New ditty.
So, kick back and relax and enjoy this little segment here. I'd like to thank everybody that was chatting with us and participating in the show. That's what makes the show the show on Living on the Edge. Makes the time go by real fast, too. I do like that.
We do enjoy the interaction.
Yes, we do. And
that was a quick bed.
Yeah, it was. Very quick bed. All right. First up on Nudity at the Top, we got a song by a group called Thousand Foot Crutch, and it is called Move, and they are playing it quite a bit here at night, and it's a good song. I do like it.
Thousand Foot Crutch.
Uh-huh. So this crutch is K-R-U-T-C-H.
Wonder where they come up with these names.
I don't know.
Lex and Terry like to come up with band names.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. We might not even get the Living on the Edge Top 5 in tonight. We'll see. We'll see how things go. But we got a bunch of nudities here. We got about 7 of them, so we'll see how things go.
Well, the top 5, a lot of them are repeats, and you might just play one or two of them.
I might just play one or two.
Announce and play number one.
I might play the new entry and that kind of thing. So
or something.
We'll go from there. Anyway, here's Thousand Foot Crutch with their new one called Move. And you're hearing it on Living on the Edge, Nudity at the Top.
Say the move and we will be destroyed.
Move, man. Show me what you can do when you step into the circle and shake like we do. And move, when you just can't take it. And move, if you just feel like breaking in your hands.
Living on the Edge, you would think that's a wrestling song, dear. That is Move by Thousand Foot Crutch. On Nudity at the Top.
Yeah, but he's squirming over here, and he thinks that the 9-month challenge is only not to drink on the show. The 9-month challenge is not to drink, period. No beer during the pregnancy.
Let's get some clarification on
this. I don't get any. Will doesn't get any. Come
on. Let's get some clarification on this, people.
My very staunch supporters. Reinforcing.
I mean, I'll do whatever.
Squirming.
You know, I'll do it. No, bullshit. I just want some clarification on this.
It's for the whole 9 months, not just Living on the Edge shows. It's for the whole 9 months. Like Barbara said, we won't be able to afford beer anyway.
I just want some clarification on this.
You already got it. My challengers have backed me up.
They haven't said a word yet.
Oh, sure they have. I have indigestion from the pepperoni. I already took something.
Did you?
Yeah, I took one of the little peps and whatever.
Oh, okay.
By low, I swallowed him already.
Oh, okay.
How many listeners do we have? Are they still with us?
Yeah, we still got 5.
Oh, good. Good, they're still with us. Okay. You guys tell Will no beer for the whole 9 months. I heard...
What is the challenge? Because
The entire 9 months.
Chris did the challenge first.
Yeah, for the entire 9 months of pregnancy, he said. You'll hear it in the log when you play it back.
Hey, I'm just making sure I'm going to be honoring the right bet here.
Oh, you will. The whole 9 months of pregnancy. Like Chris said, he would be in celebrating the outcome.
Think so.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's Chris.
Just to make a clarification, Will. It is the first nine. Is the 9 months, the whole 9 months that she has to go without beer. So do you.
My man.
Throw me under the fucking bus.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, my man. See, he knows I always come in and try to stop everybody from picking on him and Ventrilo. Thank you, Chris.
I can do it. I know damn well I can do it. Now, in order for there to be a challenge, there's got to be something I have to do in return if I don't make it. So what do you guys say for that one?
If you don't make
it, I'm cleaning
up the room at your mother's house. Mom.
She's not even listening.
That's all right. But she said you couldn't come back to that room anyway.
Yeah, I hear they got a bunch of shit in there. But if I don't make it, if I don't answer the challenge about having beer during those 9 months, what would you say? We got Corey writing on.
Castration.
Then you can't have any others. What the fuck's up with that shit?
Well, we're probably going to have twins anyway, so.
Here's Chris. He's writing in again.
You're welcome, Denise.
Man, aren't you up kind of late?
He sure isn't. It's Friday night.
All right, Corey's writing in.
If you don't make it, you have to suck Desiree's dick.
Oh, woo! Fuck you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
I'm not even going to meet her. Fuck you on that.
Yeah, you might
get out of here with that
advanced
shit.
Advanced job scripting course next year.
Shit. Shit.
That's a good one.
Very that is good a good one, but
Very
hell
good.
No. I'm not even going to meet her.
Sure you could.
I'm not,
Corey
though.
Would fly her right on up here.
Yeah, I like to see that. Wow. Man.
Yeah.
We can throw together a lot of clips of this show to make a best of for this week. Uh-huh. Holy shit. Oh, my
a
God.
Best of.
Yeah. Those of you who are listening to the podcast, you're listening to probably one of the best interactive shows we've had in a long time.
Well, we've just been starting, about a month, 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah.
So.
We used to have interactivity up at New Era all the time. TPR was marginal.
Yes, like old times tonight.
Yeah, sure is. It's great. I like this. Yeah, it's good. I have to switch down to sweet tea.
I shall enjoy the endorsement of sugar-free A&W. They do have it. I just have to find out where I can get it.
It's going to be nasty as shit.
Used to be, oh, I love the stuff. It's good. It's excellent. You just don't like the sugar-free stuff.
I don't. I like unsweet tea. And Barbara always says, you ruin tea by drinking it unsweet. No, not exactly. It's like coffee. Coffee and tea are the same.
I'm always going to put milk and Splenda in my coffee.
Chris is running in again.
There's a helicopter. Guess it's going to the hospital.
I think so. All right, here's Chris.
Okay, Will, this should be the new poll on your website.
Good point.
Uh-huh.
Very good point. We'll have to do that. And we'll put that up on the blog, the link to the front page.
Yeah, the challenge has already been issued and clarified. The poll question is going to be your consequence for fucking up.
Yeah, we have to get some answers of what people think would be the best one, and we have to put them in because there's radio buttons. I have up to 10 radio buttons, or 10 choices I can put in there.
Well, y'all can send some email suggestions to Will as to what you think.
Just email livingontheedge@nextgenradionetwork.net.
Sucking a certain dick at the top of the list.
Oh, my fucking God. I don't believe this shit.
That was excellent. Excellent. Oh,
God. Ugh.
Speaking of taking a poll.
I got your poll, baby. Yeah, I got your pole.
My pole might bite you.
Yeah. All right. Well, while you guys are thinking what else to write in and shit, we're going to go on with the next song here on Nudity at the Top. And let me get rid of that message. There we go.
There's another one.
There's Corey. Here he is.
Here's a good one. He has to drink. He has to drink. He has to drink. I'm laughing at your guys' comments. He has to drink a bottle of Massengill dish.
Oh, fuck you.
Do you get to pick the scent or the
oh, God.
Or should I say, do you get to pick the flavor?
You got to be kidding me.
Summer's Eve.
Man. Jesus, people are really against me.
Does he have to drink it out of the bottle with the little thing that you screw on it, just push it up there into the vagina with?
People are really against me tonight, man. What the fuck did I ever do to you guys? I'm just doing a show trying to fucking entertain. Come on now.
Woo. Massengill douche.
Ew. Yeah. God.
Well, it's basically going to be like vinegar water. You'd pass on the betadine. They don't really want you ingesting that.
I'm just here to do an entertaining show, and I'm getting ripped to fucking shreds. God.
There's another message there for you, dear.
Here's Curry again.
We will have to think about that one, but I think a bottle of Massengill douche, making him drink it, I think it'd be awesome. He has to do it here on the air, too. He has to drink it through the hater. He has to drink out of the applicator right on the show.
God. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Jesus.
And there's another message, too.
You guys that are listening to this podcast, do write something to livingontheedge@nextgenradionetwork.net.
I'm sure Hamish will come up with something, too.
And write us, or hell, make some comments on the blog. You
Hamish
know?
Will drink your beer for you.
We'll make an entry for this here, and we'll pose a question there. If people want to comment on that as well, they can.
I know Hamish will drink for you.
Yeah. Next message. Chris is writing it again.
Okay. I think Will should have to drink the sugar-free, the whole case of sugar-free AMW.
Okay, and then what? You timed out, dude. I got your window open. Whenever you send another one, it'll instantly play.
Well, the main one would be the sugar-free A&W root beer, since you...
Yeah, but drink a whole case in a whole night, or what?
No, you would just have to endorse the official root beer of the Mosin Explosion right along with me.
Fuck that.
If you screw up and drink any
beer. I don't
beer.
Even like this shit.
Well, that's the point. I do. I like it. I should weigh in a 9-month supply.
If I was going to drink root beer, it'd be the regular shit.
Well, no, you would enjoy that. Now, this is a negative consequence for fucking up.
Good beer. Good beer. You'll be my friend in 9 months here. Yeah, you'll be my long-lost bud in 9 months.
Oh, yeah. I bet it starts calling to him from the beer row. Drink me, it's your buddy bud.
It might. We'll just have to see when that time comes.
Okay, Will, I'm sorry about that. I think you should have to drink AMW root beer, sugar-free for the next 12 months after Denise's pregnancy.
God.
If you fail. That's what he said. If you fail.
What the fuck, man?
Would you rather drink sugar-free AMW root beer or Massengill douche?
Well, that sounds better than the douche. Jesus Christ. Man. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah, buddy, you're finding out who your friends are now.
I'll say. God. The fuck did I ever do to you? Man, oh man, oh man. Well, this ought to be interesting here in the next few weeks. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's all right. If it doesn't happen this month, it's going to happen next month or the month after.
That's right.
Even if we have to go further and have an extraction done and, oh, well.
You're going to help.
No, you extract it yourself. I'm just going to let the doctor put it in.
You're going to help.
They're going to separate the. They can do a procedure where they take the sperm the day before you ovulate. The woman gets the HGC shot.
Mm-hmm.
The man gives the sperm sample, and what they do in the lab is pull all the most active sperm from the non-active. They separate them the next day of ovulation. I go in, the doctor injects the sperm into my uterus, and I lays there for about 30, 45 minutes, hoping the rabbit dies, and then they're hopefully a pregnancy.
Okay, well, here's what Corey has to say.
Now, did you also get my message saying that... You listen to us open a beer every week during your show.
No, I did not get that one, but I just got it now.
But yeah, that sounds good too. Yeah. There's some...
You just told me you don't drink anymore though, man.
He'll do it just for spite. There's another message in there. Sure he will.
You would waste all that beer? Okay, here's Chris.
Will, I am being nice to you. I wasn't the one who suggested the Massengill.
And I appreciate that.
That's right. Like I said, would you rather drink sugar-free A&W root beer or Massengill douche?
God.
A Massengill douche through the applicator, I might add.
Man. Well, well, well. It's going to be a lot of unsweet tea consumed here. We'll have to buy some at the store next time.
You'll be drinking a lot of water, too.
Yep, that, too.
But now, the unsweet tea at the store, you got to be careful because a lot of that has aspartame or Splenda in it. So you have
I wasn't going to get the cans. I was going to get the boxes where you got to make it
yourself.
Oh,
you want tea bags?
Yeah.
I think we still have plenty of them up there.
I think so, but I think they're going bad.
Well, we'll get some more.
All right, well, we'll see what people decide.
We'll see what happens when the strip turns green. There's another message.
Okay, we got Corey writing.
You got to realize, well, since I don't drink, a 30-pack lasts me 30 shows, so I'll have plenty to open and take a big drink of during your show.
You got 30 packs out there, huh? Good.
Oh, my goodness. We haven't ever seen a 30-pack down here.
That is almost a full term of a pregnancy there, dude. 30 weeks. 30 shows.
Just about. Just about.
Not bad. Okay, well, I guess it's settled then. The consumption of the A&W sugar-free shit and Corey opening a beer.
He's going to bypass that Massengill douche.
That's right. I ain't doing that. That's unhealthy.
Oh, vinegar will clean you right out.
That is unfucking healthy, man. I like my vinegar fries, but I don't like that shit.
You can just pretend you're at the fair.
Fuck you. Man. All right. Next up on Living on the Edge, Nudity at the Top. We got a new one by Seether from their album called Karma and Effect. This one's called Truth, and it's a very good song. I like this. This is their second hit. It's their follow-up to Remedy. And you're hearing it here on Living on the Edge, Nudity at the Top. I'm guys had a seether from their album Karma and Effect, which is in stores right now. That is their latest single off of that called Truth, follow-up to Remedy. All right, we had a message come in from Corey during that song. Here's what he had to say.
That is not unhealthy. If it can go up in the vagina, it can go in your... I think that option on the poll on the website. The ANW root beer or the Massengale. That's the new poll.
I am not fucking tasting the Massengale. Sorry. It's got medicine shit in there too, probably.
No, it's mostly vinegar water. I had shifted over to my
computer.
I'm
still not tasting it.
Barbara had sent me an AIM on my personal AIM. Oh, you don't want to taste the vinegar water?
No, man.
Well, I'm sure
that's not
he
goddamn
would,
shit.
He would make sure to pick a Massengill that doesn't say you can't ingest it. Actually, it probably does say for oral use only.
Probably does. I don't know what they say, but...
Not for internal consumption or something.
Knowing all these sick fucks that listen to our goddamn show, they're going to pick the goddamn Massengill.
Yeah, but they're not... Massengill would not... if you think about it, they wouldn't make something that would be dangerous because you're putting that up in the vagina. Your body absorbs it. You're not going to put anything up there. It's the same that if you took an enema. You can't take anything that's going to be toxic because it'll kill you, like that guy that Barbara read to us about in the News of the Weird. That girlfriend did that enema with the bottle of wine and it killed him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it absorbed into his bloodstream.
Yeah, it absorbs pretty quick that way, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it absorbs right, in through your intestines, but it's all connected down there, so your body absorbs the stuff. They aren't going to give you anything that would burn you out. I mean, hell, there ain't no alcohol in it.
Still, I'm not tasting no fucking
Massengale.
We're putting
that harmful stuff in our cooches.
I ain't tasting no fucking Massengale, sorry. But yeah, we'll put that up on the site as a poll question. A&W sugar free or Massengale? Now, how the fuck do you spell Massengale? No, that's not right.
Massengil, I think. We'll have to look it up on the web. I'll go to drugstore.com and put in douche, and it'll bring up the different brands.
There you go. Good beer. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Good beer.
Oh, Barbara sent me a message back over there.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Let me shift over there and see what it says.
All right. Well, I'll go on with the next song here.
Okay.
Next one is a tune by Black Label Society. Now, this band, they're normally a hard-sounding band, but you are going to be surprised when you hear this song because it is not hard at all. It's very mellow, very soft. And you would think with the band being of their nature that it would be a hard one, and you wouldn't think they would have this in them. But on the contrary, they do. And you'll hear it. Their guitarist, he got pissed off one night, and for some reason he was playing in a club, and he got pissed off, and he broke his bass, and he threw a temper tantrum, and something about somebody busting his balls about drug use or some shit like that. But anyway. Oh, Corey's writing in. Hang on, let's get him and see what he says. He just wrote. Okay. Corey just says a single deuce. Okay. Interesting. Okay. I guess that's for me to drink. I don't know. Anyway, get back to the Black Label Society guitarist. He got pissed off, like I said, and I think it's because somebody busted his balls on taking drugs or whatever. But anyway.
Okay, Barbara says that you can't do the Massengills because it has stuff in there that wouldn't be good for you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you guys heard that. So the Massengills out. You don't want me to be unhealthy.
Barbara's taking up for you.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody is. Jesus Christ. Man. Tell you what. This is interesting. Very interesting. But getting back to the Black Label Society tune, I'm going to play it before the fucking night's over with.
The thought of it makes him squirm. Yeehaw! There is another message in the press.
And Courage just wrote back. And he says,
"No, I was spelling Massengill douche for you."
Ah, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Okay, we'll find a different kind of douche. There has to be something else you can use. We'll find a different kind
of
douche.
What did
you say? Even if it's just a plain vinegar water.
He says, "We'll find a different douche for you, even if it has to be plain vinegar water." Shit. Then he says, "Getting the mic."
Well, you know, it used to be that the old grandma had the bag that hung on the back of the bathroom door with the long hose. Remember those? Got the little applicator on the end that goes up the coochie that you just mixed water, warm water, and you put vinegar in. Vinegar water. Uh-huh. You could have them drink it out of the long hose with the tube on the end if you could find one.
Ew. God. We got Corey writing it again, or voice clipping it again.
Main thing is you've got to drink whatever it is out of a douche bottle with the applicator on it.
Oh, God. You've got to be shitting me. God.
There's another message down there.
Yes, yeah, it's Corey again.
That was what I was thinking. I might send him a douchebag down and make him drink it full of vinegar water. Yep, that's exactly what I'm thinking about, Denise.
Please.
Yeah, you know, I remember grandmother had a... It was red. And it was laying... And it always hung on the back of the bathroom door.
Corey wrote in again.
Oh, look, there's some of Michael's old things. She might have old one in here.
God.
I bet your grandma does. The one your grandma, because she was still quite active. Uh-huh. I bet she's got one hanging on the back of her bathroom door.
She probably does. She probably does. All right. Anyway, getting to this tune. Black Label Society. This tune is called In This River. And you're hearing it on Living on the Edge. Nudity. That's time.
In this river, all shall fade to bed. In this river, ain't no promenade. In this river, all shall fade to bed. Ain't no
that is none other than Black Label Society, Fade the Black, or not Fade the Black, that is In This River. Very interesting song there. Very interesting. All right. Living on the Edge, Nudity at the Top, or continuing the nudity.
So interesting, you can't remember who did it.
Yeah, no, you just floored me with it, which you read across the room there.
Oh, well.
So maybe we forget. Anyway.
Lying like a dog.
Oh, no, I never lie. Not ever. I never lie. See?
No sneaking and drinking while I'm at work either.
Oh, I would never do that. I would never, ever do that. Not ever.
Listen to the way he's saying that.
I never lie. Not ever.
If you get the urge, you just think about old grandma's douchebag hanging on the back of the bathroom door.
Have I ever lied to you?
Probably.
What do you mean probably?
I don't hang on to that sort of stuff, so if you did, I've already forgotten.
Oh, well.
But so,
to make you rest
probably.
Easily, to make you rest more at ease, I've never ever lied to you.
Oh, you are such a liar.
No, all right, what did I do then?
You're lying right now, saying no. You never lied to me.
No, not at all.
Sure.
No. All right, it's about 10 minutes to midnight. We can go and run out the nudity set, and then we can just close the show on out.
That'll be all right.
That'll be good. The nudity at the top. I mean, not the nudity at the top. The Living on the Edge Top 5 really hasn't changed all that much.
You can give the rundown.
I can give you the rundown, yeah. But as far as who's number one, though, that hasn't changed. Not in a couple of weeks, anyway. Because we didn't do one last week. All right, next up on Nudity at the Top, we got a band called El Nino. It's a very interesting band here.
Spell that.
I-L-L space N-I-N-O.
El Nino.
El Nino, yeah.
I would pronounce it Nino. We'll have to listen out to see how Chuck pronounces it on 95.
I don't think they played this band on 95. It's interesting. Some of the stuff I play here, they don't play on there.
That's because they have, they're structured by money.
Yeah, and they pay for whatever the advertisers want.
That's right.
But the name of this tune is called What You Deserve, and you are hearing it on Living on the Edge, Nudity at the Top. That is El Nino with What You Deserve, the brand new one. And it is currently, well, 6 minutes to the top of the hour. We got about.
That's right, What You Deserve, see? Now you have good incentive to stick to the challenge during the pregnancy.
Oh, I don't have any problem sticking to a challenge.
If you don't screw up, you don't have to worry about that vinegar water grandma douchebag.
I have nothing to worry about because I'm not going to fuck up.
And I told him, no drinking while I'm at work.
I never lie, like I said.
Max will tell on you.
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah. Max will tell on you. He'll come up and go burp, and I'll know that y'all both been in it.
I got nothing to worry about, because I can live up to it and do it. Now, there is a chance that that pregnancy test could be positive, but... Well, God forbid you could be negative when you go visit the doctor, but I don't think so.
Well,
the way technology is now, it's much better.
It doesn't. I'll do the rock. It doesn't matter when the pregnancy test turns pink. Fact is, one of these months that fucking strip's gonna turn pink.
That's right.
And then you'll have to live up to that 9 months of sobriety.
That's right.
Or I'll lay the smack down on your ass.
I won't have any problem doing that.
Uh-huh. We'll see about that.
What do you mean we'll see? You don't think I can do it?
We'll see about that. Oh, there's a message.
You don't think I can do it? You have little faith. Here's Chris.
Okay, Will. You've got an official lie detector, Max.
Think so, huh? Max wouldn't rat me out.
Oh, yeah, he'd come right to Mama. He's a Mama's boy. He'd come right
he would
on
not
over.
Rat me
Mama!
Out.
Where are they anyway? Sleeping?
I don't know.
We didn't leave them outside, did we?
Did you?
I don't think so. No, I called them in when they were barking, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're sleeping in the living room.
Oh, okay.
Usually they're in here begging. I better go check.
Usually. All right, next up on Living on the Edge is a song by a band called H.I.M. It stands for him, obviously. The word is him. I don't know what it stands for. But the song is called Wings of a Butterfly. And you were hearing it on Living on the Edge. Nudity at the Top. That is H.I.M. with Wings of a Butterfly. Very interesting song there. It's kind of... It's similar I would say it's very similar to a Christian band and rock band.
Well, that's what I think of when I hear the H-I-M, when you're talking about capital H-I-M, him.
But he's talking about showing love, ripping out the wings of a butterfly.
Well,
it's a bit weird. That's what kind of gets it confused for me.
2000s LSD trip.
Could be. Could be. Or LDS.
LDS, yeah. Yeah, that's it. LDS.
In this day and age of dyslexia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up on Living on the Edge, we have Stained with their new one called Fallen.
Are we going to go ahead and go over or what?
Yeah, we'll head on over.
Oh, there's the puppy.
We'll go ahead and finish this out.
Yes, both puppies were sleeping on the couch, and I went and checked on them. There comes Max. Hi, Puck. Get him, Titan. Hi, Max. Hi, Max. Hi, Titan. Titan is hugging his mama.
And it's off their latest CD. Stain's latest CD called Chapter 5.
Really? What? Say mama.
Song called Fallen by Stain, and you're hearing it on...
Living on the Edge.
Nudity. At the top.
Don't blame me. Get it, get it.
Stained with Fallen. Very interesting tune there. Off their album Chapter 5, their follow-up single to their big hit that was number one called Right Here. Okay, we got our last song for Nudity.
Say mama. What?
We're going to see if the dogs talk.
Max licked his chops. Say mama. Talking to me? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? You are. I'm the only one here. I'm the only one here. Max, you're drooling.
Of course. He's a dog. Oh, yeah. There he is. Good boy, Max. He's sitting. Oh, good one. Oh, good one, Max.
What, Max? What? What? Are you talking to me? Hmm? Are you talking to me? What? I'm the only one here. What? Excuse me? Oh, good boy.
That's Titan.
He said, oh, oh, it's mama. He said, mama.
I thought I just heard, rah, rah.
He said, mama, didn't you, Titan? Mama. What, Titan?
I don't think I'll do it again.
Mama? You talking to me? Say mama. What? 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 Mama? 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 Hmm? Mama? You talking to me? What? Mama. Mama. Good boy.
Well, listen at them jaws at Max. Do that again.
What, Max? I thought Max said mama, too.
Listen at them jaws, man.
Trying to get a good one so you can isolate it.
Absolutely.
There's my jaw. Oh, damn it, he grunted.
Yeah, it didn't quite come through either.
Did you hear that one?
I think so.
He's grunting.
Where's he? Oh, there he is. Did he get mixed?
But Titan's panting.
No, I heard Max. Did he get Max? What?
Titan was panting in the background, though.
What, Max? What? 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 What?
What?
What?
Max, you drilled down my leg. Help me wipe on you.
What? What, Max, hold on. What? What? What, Max? What, boy? Okay, enough fucking around with the dogs. Let's go with the last tune here. It's by Danko Jones, and it's called Forget My Name, and it's off their album called We Sweat Blood. Very interesting title on that one. But it's the same guys who sing that song Lover Call. We played it on the show a few times.
Another strange song.
Uh-huh. But this is entitled Forget My Name by Danko Jones. D-A-N-K-O Jones. And you're hearing it on Living on the Edge.
Here it is, Titan.
Nudity at the top.
She makes me forget my name. She makes me forget my name.
Living on the Edge, that is Danko Jones, a trio out of Canada. That one is called Forget My Name.
Here, Titan.
Off of their album entitled We Sweat Blood.
Here.
All right, that's going to put a wrap on Nudity at the top.
Want it?
I hear that.
Want it? What?
What?
Max, you want one?
Oh, see, the dog's moved. Ooh, good one. All right. Well, that's going to put a wrap on the show for this week, you guys. But be sure to tune in next week. Same time.
Same place. We'll see if we can stir up next week.
Yeah. Don't think we'll have any news on the pregnancy. We might. We might not. We don't know yet. We just have to see what happens. And then once we find out,
We should have a hint of it by then, because that should be day 29.
Yeah, we should have a good hint of that. But please don't forget to visit the Living on the Edge page at lote.willandthenise.com. That's lote.willandthenise.com for the Living on the Edge page. Or if you listen to the podcast, be sure to visit Next Gen Radio Network page, www.nextgenradionetwork.net. Feel free to give that page a look and join in with the chat and the forum and all that good stuff sitting up there. And if you want to write something to us, you can do so. livingontheedge@nextgenradionetwork.net. That is livingontheedge@nextgenradionetwork.net. You can write us email.
Thank God for autocomplete.
Yeah.
It's a long ass address.
That's right. But go ahead and add that to your address book and feel free to write us. In the meantime, you guys, we're out of here. We'll see you.
Week.
We'll see you next week. So long, everybody.
Bye.